darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
Oh, you lucky, nigga. I was on my way out the fucking door. I was about to say, fuck.
Man, I really apologize. Like, I'm looking at this message that I sent on Facebook that I hit the enter button. And I'll even hit it right now. But it was like, hey, guys, my sister called me last minute. Just give me start without me or give me 30 minutes. And that was at 10:30, man.
That nigga didn't press the send button. Oh, Jesus Christ. I won't give you too much on that because I do that
I really
a lot
do. Too. I got it I right do. There, man.
I do it a lot too. I don't hit that send button on text messages sometimes. So I will not give you too much shit. But I was on my way out the door to go grab some drinks. I was about to get fucked up tonight. So your call literally just saved my intestines.
Good, great.
And my kidneys.
Great, because if I'm going to betray y'all on this, I want to do it on purpose, not on accident.
And you got to be here because it's Cody Day, because even though he gave it a good rating on Guardians of the Galaxy, man, I've been having a lot of people message me about, like, why Cody didn't like the movie.
You know, I kind of walked away thinking that he didn't really like it either. I think, you know, because I'm like, do you really like the movie?
But yeah, I had two people tell me today, it was like, Cody's opened up, like, he didn't care for the movie that much. It seemed like y'all persuaded him. I was like, I don't think we persuaded him, but we'll have to get it from his word of mouth.
I got a few messages, too. It was like, what is up with Cody? Did he hate hate Guardians of the Galaxy?
Man, wait till you see the comments, man. The people tell me, like, I wrote something for his ass, by the way. I was like, what?
Oh, God.
He was like, Cody don't like have fun? What is it? people was offended when they even asked me if Cody liked it or not. Even though they know he gave it a C or whatever, they opened up messages started to me talking about, Cody don't like to have fun, I see, huh? I'm like,
you
what?
Know what, Cody must be just like your girl, Grace, because I heard Grace was shitting on that movie.
Oh, yeah, she was. She broke my heart. My heart, my e little black heart. I was like, what?
I mean, I don't know what's going on with Grace. She attacking black people, the dead white people, and now she attacking the raccoons.
And she liked Transformers 4.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, she got no room to talk now. Grace. She must be on. I'm sorry, Grace. You must be on cocaine. I'm all for femininity and all that stuff, but
hey, good
Lord.
Hey, don't you talk about her like that. I will defend you to the end of time. I bet if she was green, you'd be defending her, CJ.
I would totally defend her love, transforming loving ass.
Oh, the man with the hour, Cody.
Oh, so we are doing this. Okay.
Okay.
We got to do this now. I was all the messages we've been getting.
I was just telling CJ, Cody, that shit. That nigga called on the right time because I was literally just tying up my shoe right now. Getting ready to go. I told CJ, I said, you just saved my kidneys right now.
And actually, I was telling them too, and I already told P1 that, like, I typed it out. I typed out, like, hey, my sister gave me a last-minute call, and you go get her. And I hit the enter button, knowing that this enter button doesn't mean shit on Facebook. means I'm going to stay there.
Come on, no, CJ. Your fucking family or us? Come on now.
Definitely you guys.
Goddamn right.
You know that. Yeah, you better mean that shit now, nigga. Come on now. You got a lot to make up for, too, CJ. So when it comes to family or us, nigga, we better hear us first. That's all I know.
Hell yeah.
Well, tonight episode gonna be a death of the family. The way Cody hates what you call it, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wait, what? Wait. Okay. I still remember giving that movie to see it.
You said the words out your mouth.
Okay.
But people don't believe you, Cody.
Oh, my God. Look at these people, man.
Hey, Cody. Man, me and CJ be getting messages all day. It's like,
all day.
Why you didn't like the movie?
You gotta be kidding me. Wow.
I even had to defend you. I was like, well, he gave it a C. And then this dude tried to start tripping me. He was like, really, P1, did he mean that C it though? I was just like, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't.
You right now.
I said, did you talk to Cody about it? How do you know
talk
to Cody? Yo, I was like, damn, maybe he didn't like it then, I guess. I don't know. What are you trying to tell me right now? You're breaking my heart right now. What's going on?
I can't do nothing with these Marvel movies, man, I swear. I said Captain America was my favorite movie of the year. One of the best comic movies of all time. And so this was the most fun I've seen this year.
Man, I got messages.
Shit. Oh, my.
Because Wayne posted it early yesterday, and I posted it late. So I was getting messages when I woke up, like around 9. Around 9 o'clock, I'm getting messages saying, why Cody don't like to have fun?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a message saying, man, it's a great review with P1 and Cody, but what the hell was with Cody? What was he smoking overall? I mean, was he nitpicking? Did he like it? Did he not like it?
Somebody even told me, man, Cody sure did sound like an asshole at the beginning of the film. It was like, what was his problem with the movie? I don't see what the problem was. I was like, I'll put his name out there. Aiden. Man, he was like, he messaged me and said, by the way, P1, I think that song is great, okay? You should sing that whatever the fuck if you want to. It's not Cody's problem that he don't like the fucking movie or nothing. I was like,
oh my God.
I couldn't wait. I I'm glad we're doing this tonight because I just couldn't wait to. I didn't want to tell you guys on a text message, and I know CJ wanted to. I was like, we got to get on air like immediately. I was like, I got to talk about it. This is hilarious.
Wow, man, what the fuck?
And then they had me questioning my own self. I'm like, well, I do remember recording with you, Cody, but, did he really like it? You know, I heard him say seen it, but maybe he was doing one of me and just confusing his ratings. You know, like, yeah, I saw it.
the same dude, he's just like, I think you and CJ influenced his rating.
Okay.
It must have been Cody. Man. You know, when Cody get off of this recording today, he was like, ah, hey, Guardians.
I love Star Wars.
It reminds me of Iron Man 3.
And fuck all Jesus the movies. DC to the rescue.
With Superman in blue.
I had a fun time reading the message. I ain't gonna lie. I was laughing.
Well, somebody had fun with this shit. Can't believe this, man. What the fuck?
You had fun. You didn't know about it till now, so you had fun.
Yeah. Fucking punch in the goddamn gut is what it is. Goddamn, dude. I can't do nothing right, I swear.
Hey, Cody, why do you like that movie, man?
Why I did? I've seen them praising that movie for about 90% of the goddamn review.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like you want it. It didn't sound like you liked it enough.
Oh my God! It didn't sound like I like. Okay.
According to these, I mean, I gotta okay. Maybe because me and P1 was talking to each other so much about how much we love it.
I didn't love it as much as you guys. Yes, that much is true. But I still like the movie a whole lot. So I don't.
Saying, apparently you didn't love it as much as everyone did. you know what? God, who was the person that wrote me that? And then someone told me it was like, maybe he should just team up with Corey because did you hear his bullshit ass reviews for the James Brown movie? And this, he was like, that nigga had the same problems with James Brown as he did with Guardians, and yet he gave James Brown a higher review. That nigga confused me. And Cody, he didn't seem excited when he talked about the movie. So, I don't know what's wrong with them niggas, but that movie was good.
You know, you got a point. I mean, Corey, man, I don't know what he really wants from a Guardian of the Galaxy or a Marvel movie.
I told Cody, man, that nigga supports black people no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, man, we ain't seen this nigga give passes to black people on so many purrs, and there was no black people in Guardians. But when it came to that James Brown movie.
Oh, yeah.
Full black cast. That nigga had to give it a say. That nigga said, the funnest movie I've seen, man. It was a fun time, man. I was like...
It was so funny, it made me want to beat my girlfriend. Just like James Brown.
It's almost like he's trying to tell people he's not a racist, so he just give black movies passes. You know? Yeah, when old boy brought it up to me in the message of that, I was thinking, I was like, you know what? That's a dead... He did, dude. Actually, you know what? He kind of nitpicked Guardians or whatever, and he had more problems with James Brown, but he gave it a hot... That motherfucker! Hey, man, these fans was getting to me today. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, maybe Cody didn't like it as much as I'd like. What? I listened to the review in the drive back. I was like, okay. Okay. And then he said something. I was like, that motherfucker. No, he didn't. And then he got back on. I was like, okay, Cody back. Okay. Oh, that motherfucker. I can't believe he said that.
Oh, wow. It was like the Sith Lord from Star Wars. Like, yes, feel his hate. He hates.
Oh, man.
They really did have a question. I'm like, I don't remember you saying anything, Cody. You was like Judas. The best.
Best review ever. Nigga gives it a C and it's still a fucking dead.
I swear to God, some of these fucking fans, man. I don't get you.
My thing is, I gave it the same rating Cody did.
Yeah, he didn't even give it a high C. He didn't give it a C. Jesus Christ. I guess because I wasn't singing, it means I hate the fucking movie.
Cody, you want to have fun? Cody,
everything got to be dark. The darkness, like Cody, man. He's the darkness now. He is the darkness.
Wow. I love how he just came full circle. I'm the embodiment of the show.
You are James Gunn go out there, and he makes Super, and he struggles, and he go out there and make this wonderful movie just for you to enjoy, Cody, and you deny
just
it.
For me.
Cody is the...
You did a Judas.
Show now. Everybody's just going to say, fuck Cody.
Apparently.
Every time there's a funny Marvel movie out, he's going to be like, fuck Cody.
You know what? Cody made it gave Avengers 2 a high C, but you know what? That nigga had doubt. Fuck him.
Cody said it was the best movie ever made, but, you know, he didn't... He hated that movie anyway.
Why that nigga couldn't smile when he saw the movie, huh? You weren't even in theater with him. That's all right, though, nigga. I know he didn't smile.
Cody was the director of Avengers 2, and he got paid, but he still fucking hated that movie.
That nigga's a sellout.
Don't like fun, Cody?
Man.
He got like a cement bed with rock.
Yeah, I remember the exact sentence I said, man. I said it is not the best movie I've seen this year, but it is the most fun I've had this year. I said that.
Maybe Skype would come out.
I said
maybe.
That, man.
You said not the movie I seen this year. That's not best. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Even Drew wrote me, man.
Oh, God.
I didn't even reply back because I was like, I'm not going to get, I don't have the patience for you today, dude, but he was just like, he was talking mad shit.
Of course.
I mean, how's that different from any other day with you, though? So.
God damn, man.
Oh, my God. Drew was our Damien.
Yeah. I guess you're right, yeah. You can think about it.
If they're not the same person, for that matter, to be honest.
Hey, you know what? They might be.
No.
Well, he's going to shoot three like a other guy.
Actually, you know what? Telling other podcasters or that listen to that episode or whatever and stuff, we are honored by other podcasters that they go like, we thought we had fucked up fans. You guys own that shit with that guy. And I was just like, I just take credit for it. Now I just go like, yeah, what can I say, man? We crazy fucks, you know?
Yeah.
Cody, are you dating Grace?
What the fuck?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, hold on, nigga. And you didn't tell me? You didn't let me get a piece of that? I mean, hey, shit, what?
The news to me.
See, I do shit. I do crazy shit for Doctor Who girl, so I guess I can only see Cody doing the same thing with Grace. Grace hated the movie, too, apparently.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There was a backlash on her for not liking it. She didn't hate it, but she didn't like it as much. But
she called it generic.
Oh, you like Transformers 4. They pretty much did a Cody on you. You know what? That's a new adjective of the week. Did a Cody on them.
That means to like something, but to other people know that you hate it.
I guess. I don't
wait,
get that
logic. Wait for the right.
Here we go.
It is called a selective hearing process.
Yeah, very much so. God damn, man.
Well, maybe the people really hearing the truth.
Yeah, I said the truth.
You know, only thing they heard in that whole goddamn that show was me and CJ loving that movie. And every time Cody said something positive about it, all I heard in the background was, wah, 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 wah. What that nigga say?
The fans are really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Walking into that movie, and I said it in a review, and I said it in this thing, I didn't think people would react to that movie as much. Because you remember the rumors about the movie. It's like, these are no-name characters. Nobody know about these people, whatever, and stuff. Not only did it make $94 million or whatever in opening weekend, but just the backlash of anybody that doesn't like it, either. Jesus, I was like, I've never expected that from this movie.
Yeah, she's like the Dark Knight Rises when that came out.
Oh,
man, those fans back.
Like
Man of
Steel. Oh,
man.
It's like Man
if
of
you
Steel.
Didn't like the Dark Knight. I gotta say, if you didn't like the Dark Knight Rises when that came out, then you were pretty much dead.
Oh my God, I remember those times, man. Jesus.
I remember
those rightfully times. Rightfully
so. Man, that's why. God.
Man, Cody, just stop hating stuff.
I
would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think this guy dropped for like a split second. I was like, well,
I think Cody was trying to explain himself again.
Yeah.
I'd hate movie.
Yeah, that's what all the fans are.
Now? That nigga's Groot now, or he just has the three words? I hate Marvel.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody was like, maybe he's a Fox Marvel then. That's what it is.
See, a Fox Marvel? Oh, God.
A what?
A Fox Marvel.
Fox Marvel.
Wow.
A Silver Surfer. A Rise of the...
I hate this shit.
I like how there's three. You either Sony Marvel, a Fox Marvel, or you...
Yeah.
Which one, nigga? Pick.
Wow.
Well, Fox only has two rights. Sony only has one, so I mean, there's not really much to do there.
Hey, now is it true that Marvel got the rights back to Daredevil? I mean, not Daredevil, but
Oh, you're right. Daredevil, Blade, and Punisher.
Blade? Yeah,
that's all.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah, they had those rights back.
Okay.
Yeah, they for some reason they announced the Blade one again today.
Oh, he did?
Which I don't... Maybe that wasn't confirmed when they announced all that whatever and stuff, but for some reason, it just hit news that the Blade was Marvel and Disney has gotten Blade property back. So I was like, oh, maybe that wasn't confirmed, and maybe people just overlooked that part, I guess, or some of the Blade one. But the Punisher and them, yeah, we already had them back. Punisher, Daredevil, and Ghost Rider or whatever, but yeah, so I guess the Blade one, maybe I wasn't confirmed, because I was looking at that day, I was like, this is new? The fuck?
Yeah, I thought that got confirmed already, but all right.
Yeah, so if they're reposting it, I guess they're reposting it then. But
maybe because of Expendable 3 coming out, and you got Wesley Snipes, so he's gonna be somewhat relevant for like about
really? Because in that trailer, I can barely see that nigga. I don't. Look niggas, that's it.
Just look for the thing with the afro and the smiling teeth.
I think we just lost Cody. Yeah, we did actually. I was gonna say if you could another Blade remake or whatever, reboot, who would you cast now?
Besides Wesley Snipes? I don't know. Whoever's a good, prominent black black young man, I guess, or middle-aged man.
We just lost Cody when we got him back. I asked CJ, Cody, I was saying, if you had to remake the Blade movie, which Disney said they're not remaking any of those new properties they got back anytime soon because they want to let the old ones die out first or whatever and shit.
Right.
But if you remake the Blade movie, who would you cast as Blade now?
God damn, I'm sorry.
I don't know. That's a good question. I can't think about who's like who's hot right now other than Chadwick Boseman. But
it seems like all the black actors are taking.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Got Anthony Mackie playing the Falcon already.
Maybe we can get that black guy who was the bad guy in Guardians of the Galaxy, the one Star Lord.
Diamond Hansu.
No, he should be Black Panther's father. I want Jamon Hansu as Black Panther's father, goddammit, shit.
Okay, but I'm sorry, I gotta...
King of the Panthers.
I'm gonna interrupt for a second, because I'm looking at a Grace Pitt YouTube channel for Guardian Review, and this woman, her negative bar is so bad. She got like 1,000 thumbs up.
God damn.
She looked like it looked like a reverse Jedi lightsaber. How bad this is! Oh,
you know
my goodness!
What? Here at the darkness, we still gotta beat that. So keep on sending them dislikes to Cody then, if you have to.
Oh fuck you! Fuck you!
We gotta beat that 1,000. Let's see if Cody can get 1,100 by the end of this week. Shit!
Fuck man!
Get it, Cody. Cody. I don't know what you did, but just keep doing what you're doing then, shit, so we can get to 1,100 then.
It's beyond me what the fuck I did.
He said, I like it. What do you want me to do? Keep liking it, nigga. And I said, you got to keep liking it, then. I love
you and Grace, y'all need to come out in front of a podium like Obama. And just like, I do like it. I think it's a great movie. I had other problems.
She don't want me to tap dance, too. Man,
Obama's too busy playing golf right now. He don't have time for that.
I know, today is his birthday, playing golf with his little shitty-head dog.
Yeah, fuck that dog. I wonder if we can get arrested for talking shit about the dog.
I know, right? You need to get a real nigga dog like a pit bull. Come on, Obama.
That nigga probably like, I'm out of the office soon or whatever. I can be lazy now. I don't give a fuck no much. I ain't got to do shit.
I'm about to say how much I hate Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Oh shit. That's you know what? Guardians of the Galaxy is saying you hate that. That's almost an equivalent of saying fuck Batman right now.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see that day. I really did. I mean, if the theater experience wasn't enough of seeing people clap for Howard the Duck and shit like that and Cosmo Space Daughter, this is definitely a trend that I've never thought I'd see in my lifetime.
Yeah.
How the fucking duck people are clapping. They were clapping, man. I talked to several people, and then the theater I saw, people were clapping like they had a Howard the Duck tattoo.
I'm telling you, Howard the Duck was iconic, man. Only thing bad about him was that shitty fucking movie they made. That was one of the worst movies ever made in movie. We need to review that movie, you know what?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what a
Marvel
fire
movie.
Yeah, we're playing that.
Pine.
Exactly.
It's like all them old Marvel movies. They just like they obliterate from existence. Oh shit! But you know what? Hey, darkness, everybody. People, welcome to the darkness. Hey, that long ass intro about Cody's hatred.
Man.
If you got hate in your heart, Cody, let it out.
Fuck you, fans. I thought I was wrong in this shit. Can't believe you got misconstrued my words like that. Kind of bullshit. Oh my god.
That brightened up my morning. I was just like, damn. And you know what? It was just multiple people saying it, so it almost had me believing it, too. I was just like, maybe that guy cut out. I could have sworn I heard him give a seed to it.
I fucking believe, like, okay. Man.
Man, poor Grace, I'm telling you. Poor Grace and Cody.
Exactly.
She got like a 20-minute video trying to explain why she doesn't hate this movie. I can't. I'm just leading her. I'm going to get off.
I got
to tell off
Grace whatever. One thing I gotta tell Grace, you don't like shit. You ain't gotta explain a goddamn thing to people. So you don't make no video about it. You're just giving them more ammo.
Exactly.
You're giving people writing a little paragraph and saying like, well, I had to stop your video 4 minutes in because the amount of negativity that you, I'm like, oh shit. Fuck up. Just stop.
I feel great today because I convinced somebody that Man of Steel was a bad movie, and he's like, you know what? Damn, I actually liked it before I talked to you now. So, and I was like, wow, my day feels accomplished now.
Hot man, I still normal people, normal non comic book people. They love this new Man of Steel. They think it's
Cody's.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Okay, y'all give me a little break, a little one. Is it the fans? I'm bad enough right now. God damn.
I'm sorry.
Not better than Guardians.
Jesus
Christ! Guardians can't even live up.
God.
At least on that world, they had real flying dragonflies and.
I swear to God. You know
what? I would say we went over Man of Steel a lot last week, but apparently someone lost that at part of the episode. So you, pardon me, would be like, we'll go from this because we already talked our piece. But then again, nobody heard our fucking piece. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you, Bill Gates.
No, thank you, Bill Gates. I should thank the nigga bro that should be watching the recording.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CJ, are you watching it now?
I am looking at that number. Just keep on twiddling.
All right. So, what we got on the docket today, then?
Oh, we got a few topics. We got some spinoff news, more spinoff news from a existing franchise. You would think they would calm down with the fucking spinoffs, but apparently that ain't the case.
Whenever you make a successful movie, it's gonna be a spinoff somehow.
Yeah. Sorry
to cut you off, but when is that a Better Call Saul spinoff happening?
I think it's coming out early next year.
Early? Oh, okay. Because I was like, yeah, when is that? Because I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now, so I was like, when is that supposed to come out?
Okay, yeah. Early next year, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Continue.
We also have some video game news about a certain beloved company. I don't know why. That's pretty grim for them. Looking pretty fucking grim. And might finish it off with a little bit. Yes. Exactly. fucking you fanboys. Anyway, then we have a little video talk about a song that a rapper made for the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that should be fun.
All kids. That was some embarrassing shit. I said nothing. I shook my goddamn head. I was like, and the ending line of the video too, how he ended. I was like, what did that nigga just say?
Read a book every day.
All right, we'll get into that later though. I can't wait to get on that. I mean, Oh, you know what, Cody? We'll sidetrack it one more time. I guess whatever. Me and you forgot to talk about an episode of the VOD thing.
What VOD thing? How we talk about that?
Remember AMC losing money?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Man, I forgot to bring that up on the like that because people go back to about 2 weeks ago movie spoilers episode I think 121 or 120.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Cody had a long discussion about VOD and theater and stuff like that and. Like a week later,
mm-hmm.
There was a press conference thing, a little meeting going on, whatever stuff. And AMC, I think it was, they lost like $30 million this year to VOD, the VOD market and Netflix and all that. I was like, God damn. $30 million may not seem like a lot, but you imagine if that doubles by next year?
Yeah, man.
Wait, so are you talking about, you know, instead of people just watching AMC, they say, you know, I'm just going to watch Breaking Bad on Netflix.
No, we're talking about AMC, the theater chain.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the people, you know, everybody know AMC. There's an AMC in every goddamn city, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the major, definitely a major movie theater everywhere.
Let's just say this. Every city has their own, like, for me and Cody, it's the Arclight. That's how I want to learn. But AMC is the country's well-known theater of America.
Yeah, you're right.
Everybody knows AMC or whatever. And for that one to be the one to come out after me and Cody just talked about, we ain't going to see that for a while, though, if you really think about the VOD. And for that one to be the one to come out and say they lost $30 million, I'm like...
Yeah.
What does that say for the theater chain right there?
Yeah, man. It's moving swiftly, man. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere, because me and Cody was just talking about that and saying how, like, yeah, but as much as we'd like to see VOD move up a little quicker, that ain't going to happen for a few couple of years and shit like that. And then I read that $30 million thing or whatever, and then just thinking about it more, I was just like, and that was just this year.
Yeah.
I was like,
what was one of the movies that they were losing money compared to the VOD?
You know what? I had it written down on my notes stuff, Laura, but I don't have it on me. I don't think it covers it in the link I sent either.
Was it specifically VOD, or just waiting to watch movies at home?
It was everything all together. It was pretty much the home market of Amazon Instant, Netflix, Hulu, and all that stuff.
Okay.
So it's pretty much the whole, not just VOD, but the whole whatever provides movies in general. So
gotcha.
So that makes you wonder, though, like, if this continues, mm-hmm. and let's say we see by this time next year, let's say we see 50 million, 60 million, whatever, our prices mm-hmm. in theaters going to go up now?
It can't, right? I couldn't imagine they would. I mean,
they would have to improve it, because I'm already starting to notice that a lot of the AMC theaters are trying to make it like the Alamo Drafthouse with couches and, you know, VIP lounge, you know, trying to make the experience nicer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, so with all that money they're putting into doing that now, and if they're losing money, will they start raising prices just to make back the money they lost?
Shit, they can't raise it any higher. I mean, because I go into the VIP section for me. You know, when you're, if you're single, you go into a VIP section, you know, you don't care about spending the extra, like, it costs at least about $15 to get a appetizer, another $20 for the dinner, $8 for the drink, you know, and I mean, it's very nice. But I don't know how much higher can you get from that. I have been about $80.
Last time I've been to an AMC was when me and Cody went to see The Raid, because usually most of my screeners and stuff like that is either at Landmark or Arclight or something like that, or Corian or some shit like that. But I'm not too familiar with the AMC, how they run things or what their prices are initially, because I don't even remember what we paid for The Raid neither, to be honest. So.
Well, and that's the thing, the AMC, they have been experimenting with more indie movies and more, they do a lot of things with local ballets, like you can catch a ballet or a opera house on certain nights, so, but that's not going to be enough to help them get their money.
No,
because I was like, nobody wants to see that shit, no AMC. Come on.
<Shut up. laughs>
I want to see that shit. Come on.
So, and who are the people? Like, what's the demographic that does that are going to the theater now? And what's the demographic?
I wrote the percentage on the message I think I sent you guys. I think, Cody, if I'm not mistaken, did it say 49%?
Let me look that up real quick.
It was a 39 or 49% drop rate from people preferring to stay at home and watch it on Netflix or something like that, compared to people watching it in at an AMC theater nowadays.
You know, I hate fucking talking to people. When I say, hey, you got to go see a movie? And they say, like, oh, I don't go to the movies, or I don't watch television. Like, I hate fucking people to just say that. Like, yes, you do. You know, yeah, I know
now,
you don't.
I think the biggest test to proving which market is either destroying the other or catching up or something like that is by putting something like a Transformers, like a Godzilla, like a Spider-Man, or never mind, take that back, that movie failed, Guardians of the Galaxy or anything like that, making it where it's in the theaters and VOD at the same time, and see how far that gap is different between money-wise.
That's right, right. Man, with the Transformers that's coming out, I mean, they already came out, they should have did
home.
That.
Yeah.
That Transformers shit, I would have watched that shit at home. I would have, no fucking way I would have sat in a theater for fucking 3. I would have watched that shit at home, to be honest. Real shit. And you know what? I probably wouldn't have been able to give a review, because I'd have fast forward through that shit too.
And I'm like, hell, you know, if Guardians of the Galaxy, if people, you know, would have thought they were going to do well already, they probably, you know, that would have been a good measurement to see how many people stayed at home or how many people would have went to the theater.
Yeah, reading about
right. Oh, go ahead, Cody.
No, go ahead. No, I was gonna say it was 49% profit drop.
Yeah, okay, 49%. And the only reason why I really wanted to see Guardians in theaters, if I already told Cody, like, my theater experience is pretty much gone these days, whatever, because I go to the fucking theater every goddamn week. The only reason why I really wanted to go was because of IMAX. I wanted the whole full experience of it and shit. Had that not been an IMAX, I probably wouldn't have gave two shits about it in theaters.
Yeah, IMAX is the only thing that's going to make me spend extra money. I don't really care for 3D, But IMAX, I'll spend money on an IMAX theater.
Yeah.
Because I like the IMAX experience.
So, especially CJ, you being, because me and Cody, oh, go ahead. Damn, no, we're lagging like a motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I was saying, particularly if they actually filmed the movie in IMAX, that would definitely send me there.
Mm-hmm. So CJ, you being the, because me and Cody talked about this in depth or whatever. You being the guy, what would be your preference choice of? Would you rather go to the theater and see a film, or would you rather watch it at home on your TV?
Me now, I'm a type of guy that I don't really like watching movies at the home, you know, unless I have to, or unless it's something really really good. But I love going to the theater, especially if I know it's going to be a good movie. I like going to the theater. And especially, you know, being single and whatnot. Just, I love going to the theater so I can, you know, don't worry, have to worry about somebody coming on time and buying popcorn for somebody. Like, I can get, you know, I can make my own experience. So I go to the theater. I like the movie theater experience.
You know, you just brought up a good point, too, right there. I didn't even think about that. You just said you're single. What do couples do more now, whatever? Do they, a lot of couples kind of, yeah, I'm about to say. And we've been seeing the trend now this year, especially, that women have been bringing in most of that money for the box office. The women demographic in theaters have went up as far as seeing movies and stuff. So I wonder how that would play a part as well as far as the couple staying. Because I can tell you this right now, you know, a lot of people like the fucking theaters, at least from my experience.
Yeah.
Would those couples rather stay at home or go to the theater and put up with that shit?
This whole talk has me
very invested in this, though, because I love the transition of where this is going. So I know we keep rehashing the same content, but I just love how the new content of it just keeps coming out every week now.
See, now, when it comes down to chick flicks, though, what kind of chicks go to the theater? Are these single chicks? Are these chicks with boyfriends or girlfriends? You know, that's what I want to know. The ones who may, chick?
Remember this? I'll throw you a great example right now. Pacific Rim
failed in the box office. That was a guy movie.
A lot of women I talked to said that movie looked stupid from the beginning. I don't even remember seeing any females in the trailer or anything like that and stuff like that. I don't recall any woman on this site liking the movie at all, neither. And most of them, three of them told me they got dragged to it by their boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that movie did horrible. It lost to Grown Ups too.
It did. I remember that.
Yep.
So, do the relationship thing have a big difference in it? Because what are guys going out to see other than the, you know, the comic book stuff?
Yeah, but like when you get movies like Twilight and Dear John, you know, that become like number one.
Because me and Cody can vouch for this. At that AMC theater we went to, there was a mixed crowd of men and women at that Raid screening.
Yep, there was.
Which I was shocked by. I thought that was going to be a dude flick. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be some dudes that just dragged their girlfriends there. But like I said over and over in one of our reviews and shit like that, there was a chick sitting right next to us on the edge of her goddamn seat.
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah. Her ass was literally about to fucking flip over the seats and shit like, oh, yeah. Damn, that was fucking badass. I was waiting for her to do an out bun and just stick her hand in her pants and shit and just sit back or whatever. Like, what?
Exactly.
But, yeah, you know, sorry to sidetrack from the original play-by-play of the darkness today or whatever. Just thought I'd get your gents' discussion on that.
No.
Right on. So which topic are we going to get into first here, then?
I'm getting to some more spinoff news. This is coming from P1's favorite company, Sony.
Yay! Oh, I think I know where you're going. Oh, God. I know exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. I know you do.
Just talk about that. Oh, God.
Here we go.
What the fuck you about to say? At first, I thought you was going to talk about something else. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I know. Oh, that was
we
the first
talk about this, man. This came out today, man. This news. Fresh off the press, man.
10 o'clock this morning. That's what we talked about.
All right, story comes from superherohype.com, Headline reads, Sony is planning a female-led Spider-Man spinoff, and Venom is still in the books, and both of them are potentially coming out in 2017. Yes.
And
article
the
goes,
Spider-Woman about it is, it's going to be Black Cat.
Right.
Well, it costs cheaper to make black the Black Venom.
Yeah. Why is he the Black Venom? Hold on.
Hold on, wait.
They don't have to pay for the costume.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean black? Don't pay for what
Why
costume?
Why do you have to be black?
I have so many questions.
They don't want to pay for the costume, so just get a black man and give him some white eyeballs.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, so we should just get you, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
there you go.
Instead of eyeballs, we got teeth.
Just sharpening my teeth, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, that would fit. I got to do the sharpest hit your teeth. Yeah.
Painted. Yeah, so it was either Spider-Woman, a little rumor going Spider-Woman, Firebird, or a Black Cat. And they're saying the one that makes the sense from the rumors is Black Cat. And to go ahead and go with that, yeah. I
heard Silver Sable in the books, too. Would that be an option?
Yeah.
I heard that thrown around, too.
I ain't doing that shit. Whoever came up with that rumor, you need to slap yourself.
If they were gonna go with a Spider Woman, they should go with the what's her name, Jessica, the one Spider Woman that used to be a crackhead.
And they're going Black Cat. I'm here to confirm.
Man, I'm pretty sure. If they say Spider Man spinoff, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be someone who already exists in this universe. So yeah, probably gonna be Black Cat.
Yeah, they already talked about Black Cat in the second one. They brought her up and shit. And I'm sorry, that Black Cat was not hot enough. And second of all, she didn't do a goddamn thing in that movie that I remember of.
Shit, man. Like, nothing. Yeah, like, she's supposed to be Felicia Hardy, really?
Like, Felicia Hardy, that was one of my main problems with the movie, too. It's just so convenient that everything happens at Oscorp.
Yeah, oh, God, that's one of the worst fucking parts of this franchise.
They were in Oscorp so much, I swear to God, I thought I saw Peter Parker clock in.
You saw Tobey Maguire clock in?
Everybody clock in.
I think I saw J. Jonah Jameson clock in. It's like, what? You know, Oscorp was his own city in this movie.
Shit, might as well have been.
even the deleted scenes.
Oscorp was Arkham City.
They couldn't even delete scene without deleting stuff from Oscorp. It was the one scene, like, you know, when Peter was sitting there on the table and Harry said, like, why was my father stalking you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the question? Like, why is it in this scene in the movie?
Why would his father have that at his office and not at his home? I don't get that. Like in the original Spider-Man, all that shit he did about Peter, he kept that shit in his home. He never took that shit to work. So why would he take that to work and then and like they tried to make like Osborn like this sinister menacing villain or whatever and stuff like that. I was just like, man, I know William Dafoe was when he became the Green Goblin, he's a little crazy as fuck, but the way they had Norman Osborn in this one, I was just like, dude, tone it down just a little bit. I was like, I'm trying to put all this secrecy behind it. And what the fuck did that stinger at the first one have to do with anything in the second one? I was just like, hey, I never went over that. Jesus Christ, man. Now they're talking about, we got a potential spinoff of a Spider-Man female character you may know or whatever, and Felicia Hardy, Black Cat. I'm just like, okay, please tell me how she's going to become Black Cat. I really want to know this story.
Yeah, how the hell is that Felicia Hardy become Black Cat? Yeah, I'd like to see them pull
why,
that out.
Why, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, why? Why would she become Black Cat? I think every character in this movie, I've asked that question. It's like, why did they become this? Why? I don't.
She got bit by radioactive cat.
This Spider-Man franchise felt like this should have been made back when, like, Batman Forever and shit like that was coming out and stuff.
I'm just shocked they actually put yet another spinoff on the table after all this shit this year. Like, you would think they would slow down some more, but no, man, they're still moving ahead with a full head of steam. I don't understand
it's like
that.
You would think with your biggest character out of that whole franchise, if he didn't make the money, what makes you think these spinoff characters are?
Thank you. And now apparently, you heard about the Venom news, right? Apparently Carnage is in it, too?
Yeah.
Of course.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And just sitting up in that room and just hearing all of it, he just put my head down.
P1, you okay back there? What are you?
I'm just getting a little sick right about now. I just need to step outside for some air. That's all. Whatever. Okay. You go ahead. We're going to continue these plans right here. They're just like, oh, God.
Like Bruce Wayne at his meetings, falling asleep and shit.
Yeah.
Had some little sniveling bastard. I'm worried about P1 trust fund.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about him. While you make these bad Spider-Man movies, you get back to work, okay?
Look here. I want $1 million in my life.
Are you going
to
threaten?
My advice to make these movies right.
Are you going to threaten P1 over some Spider-Man bullshit? Huh, Sony?
I seriously hate to be one of those guys that say that, like, oh, hey, they need to come to me and ask that advice on how to make a Spider-Man film. But it seems like at this point, Sony really needs to start listening to fans right now. And I don't think they're doing that right now. And
They
really need to take an opposite turn. I mean, first, the Sinister Six. Now, you're talking about a Venom. And, like, you know why they put Carnage in there. It's like to hype that shit up even more. It's like,
yeah.
I don't think you get how that works, man.
Yeah, you really don't. You really don't. Especially, we don't even know where Spider-Man's involvement is in these movies, man. That's the most puzzling part.
That's the thing, too, because they keep saying Spider-Man may not be involved in these movies.
Yeah.
Like, don't nobody want to see that shit.
And it's a shame that Guardians of the Galaxy is doing way better than Spider-Man. And pretty soon people are going to know Guardians of the Galaxy and they'll be like, Spider who? Spider what?
That's a goddamn shame right there. See, and Man, I'm telling you right now, people that hated Spider-Man 3 or whatever, I don't even like the movie, but I don't hate it as much as everybody. I tell you this right now. I've been saying this since day one. You're going to get a worse Venom than that. Oh, it's going to happen.
Well, that's surprising.
You're going to get a worse Venom.
Yeah.
And to add on that, you're going to get Carnage thrown with that shit. So you suck that up and tell me what
you're doing. I can only imagine how they're going to fuck up Carnage. Oh, God.
Carnage. They're going to get some unknown actor that nobody gives a fuck to play him. He's going to get the symbiote suit from fucking Oscorp.
Yeah, they got to get that dude, what's his name, Looney Bin Jim from Punisher Warzone? Carnage.
I'm going to get my web shooters back. That guy. And you know what? It ain't even going to be a symbiote no more. It's going to be a mechanical robot that Oscorp created.
Right.
It's going to be Spider-Roll. It's going to be something that Tony Stark designed or something like that from the cartoon and shit for Spider-Man. It's going to be one of them robot suits and shit.
They should have cut their losses and just sell this shit back to Marvel.
Yeah, that would be the dream. That would be the dream.
At this point, I mean, if their next property, which is, by the way, is a spinoff, is a Sinister Six movie, if that one fails, then at that point, then they should know, okay, we've made two of these movies. It's not making the money. I think we'd make more if we just sell it now. Because, you know, we can bargain with Disney to make whatever money we want. Because Disney is just dying to get this off our hands. But they ain't going to cut no deal with us like that. Whatever. So if we just sell it to them, we can probably make more money than what we made on these fucking movies.
Definitely.
Like Cody said, earlier in the episode, whatever, they got Bond now.
Yeah.
Put your thought process into that, because I don't know if you remember, but the last Bond film made over $1 billion and the highest grossing Bond film. I don't recall Spider-Man doing that recently, so put your efforts into that film right now.
Spider-Man hasn't done that in 7 years.
Yeah, Sam Mendes probably told them, y'all stay the fuck away from me. You keep your Spider-Man loving ass over there, or I will walk out this fucking room right now if you come over here. Shit. I mean, they got other hit franchises. Like, we talked about 22 Jump Street or whatever. Put your thoughts into that or something like this. Don't worry about that. Or what's their animated one? Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball or something like that. Why are they putting so much effort and shit into Spider-Man right now?
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I really don't.
But you know what? Then again, it's probably best that they ain't putting their hands in those other properties because those properties probably become shit too then. So,
you might be right.
One property at a time, Sony.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, Disney can just give them $1 billion, and then they'll recoup all that money.
And I bet Disney would offer them that, too. Because you know why? Disney would be like, we can just shove this nigga in the Avengers somewhere or whatever, and people would be fucking losing their shit over it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm not going to lie, as a fanboy, I would love to see Spider-Man team up with the Avengers, but as far as movies go, I could get two. I can give two shits if Spider-Man shows up in those movies or not.
Yeah.
I can give two flies. How about you guys? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Do you give a shit if Spider-Man shows up or not?
No, I don't care either way. Would it be cool? Hell yeah, it would be cool. But do I really need Spider-Man? No, I don't.
At this point, Spider-Man is like that one guy that you knew to come over your house. You didn't mind him coming over, but then he starts stealing from you. So now you can't even let him over your house anymore. So now I'm like, I don't even want to be friends with you. It's not even worth
right.
it. I mean, yeah, you're cool to hang out, but you gotta.
I thought you were going to say he just became the Green Lantern of the group.
This suit didn't cost that much.
Nobody wants to be around him and shit. He wants to hang out with Captain America so bad, and even Captain America's running away from him like, hey, man, get away from me, dude. He's pretty much Green Lantern from the Lego movie. It's just like, yeah, dude, just stay away from me. Don't come by me. Don't do nothing or whatever. Even the Guardians are like, shit, we don't need you. Get away from us, dude.
We got enough misfits already.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't need Joe punk ass in here, mm-hmm. every little whiny bitch. It's like, we got a drunk-ass raccoon right here that was operated on and shit like that. He doesn't whine as much as you do. But anyway, that was heartbreaking to hear that. So I don't want to talk no more Spider-Man.
I can't really get heartbroken anymore over this shit, man. Like, I have, no more investment in this franchise whatsoever. So, I really don't give a shit at this point.
Yeah, I was already like that when the second movie came out. I was like, I don't give a shit. But, man, they are fucking butt raping my goddamn favorite hero right now. Jesus Christ. And we're in a...
Using that phrase.
and here's the thing. We're in the time frame now where we're getting a lot more good superhero movies than we are bad ones.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And this one seems to stick out like a sore fucking thumb the most out of every bad ones, mainly.
It's because it's at the bottom of the totem pole. So it's like the worst of the worst. So nowadays,
really fucking is, to be honest. I have not heard not one person tell me they liked that second Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, me neither.
I have not heard anyone argue that argument yet. I mean, Man of Steel was bad, but there was people that loved that movie or hated it. I've not heard not one person on this Spider-Man film said, I really like that film a lot. Here's if you don't like it, whatever.
I don't know. If you did, all I have to say is the Itsy Bitsy Spider and Jamie Foxx. Come on. You remember that scene he was just playing? Yeah. Like, playing the Itsy Bitsy Spider? Like, come on now.
Damn, CJ, you just had to remind us this. All
right, come on, Cody. Just let Spider-Man swing off into the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, another thing, too. They were talking about J. Jonah Jameson, and I was just like, you know what? This is one of them roles where I hate to be this guy, but I gotta say, man, that J. Jonah Jameson was fucking great casted in the original one. I don't want to see no one take that guy's role. I mean, I thought that was one of them.
He was perfect.
What was that, CJ?
I was like, for a moment, I thought you were gonna say that they were talking about doing a spinoff show of J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, it's played by Jamie Foxx.
Oh, God.
He's doing multiple roles.
Forrest Whitaker could be that black sidekick of his. What's the matter with your eyeball, huh?
Shit, Forrest Whitaker could be Mysterio with that fucking eye.
He's supposed to have a fishbowl and not a fish eye.
he got the eye of truth, though. maybe Disney Marvel need to talk to Forrest Whitaker about Doctor Strange then.
I was going
to
say, yeah. Yeah, fuck the eye of Agamotto.
Nothing more stranger than that eyeball.
I think Tolkien already got him in the Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah, I think he used his eyes at one of the gems in Infinity Gauntlet, right?
His eye is an Infinity Gauntlet. It's the one that goes back in time because that shit rolls in the back of his head. Like,
it can see the past and the future, the present, all at once.
Oh shit! He should be in the X-Men movie. Every time Xavier touches him, he's like, "Oh, I can't read your mind for some reason." And then Forrest Whitaker just tells him, "It's all in the eye, my friend."
His eye is Cerebro, looking around for all the mutants.
Oh shit!
Can you imagine Ghost Rider's head sets on fire and you can still see the eyeball just rolling like a goddamn tire?
I would love to see Forrest Whitaker on that boat with the Somali pirates. He'll look at me. Look at me. Please look at me, okay?
Which one are you looking right now? I'm looking at you, man. He's like, oh, okay, I can tell. Sorry. He did get the fuck your woman, though, in that last movie I told you about, but I don't know if she was your woman because she wasn't green in that movie. So.
Nah, she wasn't green. What, her black ass? Give me her green ass.
You know she's Dominican, right?
She's a green.
Like, I love everybody keep talking about, man, that black chick right there. Everybody's like, what black? That bitch is far from it. That bitch is Spanish.
Whatever, man. They were from Africa. They got dropped off in that island.
You know, I think CJ is racist against Spanish people, Cody.
I think so. I love Taco Bell. What are you talking about?
Everybody? That ain't a surprise.
But you know what? He didn't like J-Lo. And the Negro kept bringing up her ass, remember? And then when Guardians of the Galaxy, he kept talking about Zoe Saldana's ass and all that.
Yeah.
I was just like, I didn't know you was an ass guy because you talk so much shit about Jennifer Lopez's ass that now I'm just okay, you can use me.
I guess you got to paint her green.
You paint that bitch green. I don't.
That's the thing, though. She was wearing black pants.
I saw a green coochie, man.
What?
I had a green.
I like it. He goes on a date with her, and she starts speaking. They go to a Spanish restaurant, whatever. She starts speaking Spanish to the waiter, and he just looks at her like, "What did you just say?" Mm-hmm. I just ordered. The bitch, this date is over. Shit, you should have told me you was Hispanic. Whatever. It's all over my fucking profile. I'm Dominican.
Why you straight point?
Women are green and not hers.
That nigga gonna trick him up and say your Spanish was a foreign language to me, an alien language at that.
Then she's an alien. Then she just better be a green alien when I see her.
She's a fucking gringo.
Yeah. Oh, CJ.
Okay, let's get it next time.
Okay, it's video game news.
Yes.
From our favorite company, Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Yes, support comes from Polygon. They report that Nintendo lost $97 million last quarter, even with the success of Mario Kart 8.
I told you. I told you. I remember saying, I was like, when last time we talked about, I was like, those games, that they're their biggest game, ain't going to save that company, though. I don't care if they're successful.
No.
Sure enough,
I should have supported it because I just bought a Wii U, but I bought it online for like $50.
Buy that?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it was like $50.
Even then,
you're only like what? You said you got it for $50. What?
Yeah,
$50. Yes.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Somebody was selling the Wii U. They didn't want it no more. I was like, okay.
Then you know what? I don't fault you for that then, for $50. I was going to say, because damn, hold on. I could have sworn that price was still in the 200 area, right? It dropped to 250.
It is.
Okay, I was about to say, I thought it dropped. I was about to say, damn. That's a huge gap difference.
I wish I did pay $200-something for a Wii U.
Just nigga, that's a console price for you people, you can get, when the new consoles came out, you can get an Xbox 360 or a PS3 with. And I remember the PS3 had The Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto 5, and the Xbox had Halo, the new Halo game, and a Grand Theft Auto 5 copy. You can get both of those for $200. If you're paying over $200 for a fucking Wii U, you're a fucking retarded person.
You are. And it doesn't even have a DVD player.
God.
No.
It still don't. I thought they had a DVD. I'm like, okay, well, I bet they put DVD
like,
in this
like
one.
Sony and Microsoft are really trying to get rid of them PS3s and fucking Xbox 360 because I see them things constantly in fucking electronic paper and fries and all that shit. They are just trying to give those goddamn things away. You can get a damn PS3 or Xbox 360 with the highest gigabytes on it for like under $200 now.
Yep.
So to buy a Wii U, that little ass, I don't know what the fuck you call that thing, a handheld console, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah, there you go, Cody. That's the right word for it. You buy that bullshit for $250? I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what game it has on it. That's too goddamn much for that little shit. And
it is too much. It can't even do anything. It can barely get on the internet. It can barely...
Can't play games because it doesn't have any.
It can't play DVDs.
And what's the deal with all this? Like, I like split screen on the same TV, not split screen on a TV from a console to looking down here or whatever shit. I want to look at one screen all at once and shit like that. Okay, I don't want to be looking at multiple fucking screens and shit like that. Okay, that's the most retarded device ever and shit.
Yeah, I don't get what is this device? Who are they speaking to? Like, who accepts this shit, man? Like, I don't get it.
I'm guessing if you grew up in a house with like one television. And you really wanted to play your Wii game.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing that I see. But everybody got like five TVs in the house.
Yeah, and everybody else has other consoles. That's what I'm saying.
And like, I can say this as a gamer right now. Don't nobody gets up from a fucking game when they playing it on the TV to the point where they got to go take a shit that they want to play it over there. That's what the Vita was for. And you can obviously see that shit failed. So don't nobody do that shit. Is somebody going to play a game straight through? Like, say, I don't know, me for Grand Theft Auto 5, I'm canceling every goddamn thing else or whatever. I'm just playing that fucking game on that TV all day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be split-screening and shit like that. I'm sorry, that's a waste of a fucking... I swear to God, that was a waste of their goddamn... I can't believe they even put money into that shit.
Oh, my God. I remember when they announced that shit at the E3 press conference like 3-4 years ago. I was like, y'all serious with this shit?
And you know, that's the thing, too. It's like people keep talking about, like, now, like, when the new consoles came out, they was like, oh, the Wii U is going to surpass, is past the Xbox One, it's going to pass the PS4, shit like that.
Like, no.
And I'm like, y'all do realize that that thing has been out for almost 4 fucking years now.
Yeah.
It's clearly catching up with these fucking.
Yeah,
it's going to succeed. Is by beating two consoles that's only been out for a month now.
Everybody thought it was going to replicate the original Wii's success. Not the case at all.
No. And I love how the fanboys, because I was reading these forums this week, right? I love how they keep writing, all I got to do is bring back that GameCube. It's like...
And they are bringing back the GameCube controller.
But the thing is,
just for the Wii.
Times I didn't say it on this podcast. That was a failure of a console. So why should they?
Hold on to that old shit, man.
They're bringing it back for the Smash
Bros.
That
is all Nintendo fanboys care about. That old shit, man.
But I'm telling you, that console was a failure. So why would a company go back to a failing device? Yes. That doesn't make any sense.
Look, Nintendo loves selling add-ons.
No, I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what the add-on is. The only people that's going to buy it is the fucking fanboys or whatever. It's not a mainstream console or whatever. Okay, I'm sorry, but you have to understand that these consoles are stepping into a new generation of where people are buying it as entertainment boxes now or whatever, and the people that are buying it for games are still buying it from games as well, too, but they like to add a feature. Nintendo offers none of that because, number one, it has no entertainment features, and number two, it's the same fucking games for the past 30 goddamn years now.
Yeah.
So it's not offering either one. It's not doing nothing. Oh, God.
Man. Like I said, dude, I don't try to hate on things, man, but you Nintendo fanboys, man. Y'all give me no choice. Like, when I see news like this, I just had this smile of glee in my face, man. Like, I can't. Yeah.
I can't wait for that to go out of business. I'm just
happy. Yeah, I cannot fucking wait.
I'm gonna laugh, because I was just like,
yeah, exactly.
Y'all sat up here and defended this. It's like, what was y'all defending out of it, though?
Yeah. Like, they will go to the ends of the fucking earth to defend this fucking company.
Man, the only thing they're keeping that Nintendo alive is Pokemon and Game Boys.
Yep. Pokemon, Game Boy, Smash.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though. Don't everybody have a fucking 3DS by now? It's not like the sales are gonna keep going up after fucking 6 years now.
Every time they make a Pokemon, it will.
Will the sales of that game go up, or the sales of the console, of the handheld go up, though? Because their handheld's been, the 3DS has not gone up, actually. The 2DS has actually went up more than the 3DS or whatever.
God damn, man.
It seems like they're just striving on those games to just keep them afloat, or they're not looking to perspire or anything like that. It's like, who are y'all making this console for? That's what I want to know.
It's really the Japanese, too, man. The Japanese, they stick to a formula, and they don't change because they like tradition. They do traditional stuff.
Oh, Japanese
stuff.
Ain't backing up the Nintendo no more. I don't know if it, I think it says in that article I said Cody would have.
Oh, really?
Japanese said, fuck.
Yeah.
Japanese said.
Oh, we're not going to lose our new money, Sua.
They said Nintendo, hey, guess what, man? They said in English and everything. Even Nintendo looked at them and was like, damn, y'all niggas can speak properly. Man, what the fuck? It was like, okay, right, you niggas losing money. You need to do something about this. Or you need to count this shit. And they looked at them and was like, okay, you heard the guys up front. Release a new Smash Brothers game out right now. And then them Japanese shook their head and said, you motherfucker, we did not say, okay, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here right now, shit. Let's take our stocks and get the hell out of here, because this is a dying breed right here. We're about to see a new era right now, a new era of this shit crashing. We're about to see the Dreamcast and GameCube all over again.
Exactly.
And then when it crashes, it's going to be just like Sega. They're going to be putting their stuff on different consoles.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's what they should do in the first fucking place.
The only reason why that Wii was successful, and I'm talking about the console itself, was successful in the first place, is because it was a new concept and idea of what it was and shit.
Right.
And then after that year passed and people realized, oh, this is a bullshit ass.
They tried to make Lightning Strike twice.
Yeah. Wow, this console is actually bullshit, whatever and stuff, and all you can do is bowl on it. It's like, why, bro? Okay, this go back to the theater and watching stuff at home or whatever and shit like that. It's like, huh, do I want to play a game where I bowl, or do I just want to go out bowl?
Exactly.
Tony, answer that question for me now. Yeah, would you prefer a phone call from your pal P1 here saying, hey, you want to go bowl and get some drinks and stuff like that, or you want to come to my place and play Wii Sports?
You goddamn right I want to go out bowling. Fuck that Wii shit.
You know, you want to play some Wii Sports and wear yourself out over some shit that you shouldn't be wearing yourself out over.
Fake-ass, cutesy shit with these lame-ass soundtracks. I don't want to fucking hear that shit.
Guess what, Cody? You can create your new avatar with some Wii points here.
Oh, awesome! My little Wii avatar! Yeah! Console seller right there!
Wow. Really?
I remember when that did happen, when it came out with the Miis.
Yeah.
And stuff,
oh, yeah, that's what
they
call the Miis, yeah.
All the consoles, they started to, like, panic. You know, like, you got the Xbox making that little Xbox widget guy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And then you got the PlayStation never changed. Even the PS4, my PS4, I'm like, golly, can y'all do something with y'all background?
Oh, yeah.
Can you make it look something exciting? Yeah. I love my PlayStation, but god damn, if there's nothing in the background, it's just like, oh,
it's blue.
There you go. Yeah, just nothing but blue.
Hey, that's the Sony color.
That much is true.
I told them to go to black. They ain't listen to me, so you know, hey, what you want from me? I think we talked about the numbers of what the PS4 and the Xbox One and we can see from Nintendo fell and whatever. Are those numbers really that impressive? Or is it the fact that just people are just content with what they have with the PS3 and Xbox?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the PS4, man, again, and the 360. I got Black Flag. I'm like, this, it looks just like a PS3 game. I don't see any difference.
Yeah, those early release cross-gen games, yeah, all those pretty much look the same, like fucking Watch Dogs and,
yeah.
That, another one too, I can't remember. But yeah, but like, when the years go past, you're gonna see less and less of that, so.
Yeah, like, we get that question a lot. Hey, you think it's worth me spending the money to get a new console? I'm just like, yeah, no, not really. I mean,
not right now.
Yeah, not right now. Wait a couple of years, and right now it's just like I don't know. I was that content with the consoles I had. I mean, that's not to say I don't like the new consoles I got now, but I haven't seen that difference that where it makes me happier to be a gamer or anything like that. I've seen a difference, but it's not something that's going like, this is what I've been asking for. This right, right here, you know, nothing like that, you know. And judging from them numbers, they're really not that impressive. Shit, that's actually pretty horrible, but yeah, well, Sony would be the next company to go out of business soon, so don't worry.
See, Nintendo, you gotta drink a buddy now, Nintendo. No, don't feel so bad.
The thing about Sony is, though, they hitting every goddamn media, though. Video game movies, it's just like, goddamn, dude, can y'all get one right at least? What are y'all doing over here?
Jesus, damn. Man, you're fucking up on movies. You released a fucking PS4 in over 40-some countries, and it only made $2 million more than the fucking... What the hell? You can't keep your TVs up. It's like one in every goddamn aisle or something like that.
A TV like $5,000 for like a 12-inch. You're like, really? I'm not spending for that.
You got these fucking bio laptops that nobody wants no more.
I take that back, P1. Spider-Man dad, Richard Parker. That thing saves his life.
Man, they had a Sony phone in there. I was like, nobody have a fucking Sony phone.
I forgot they made phones.
I was like, yes, thank you, Cody. They don't even remember that they make phones. A phone to fit. I think the Amazon phone going to be out to do the Sony phone. Come on. Shit, man. Sony, get with the fucking times, man. Jesus Christ. You just seeing a dying breed in the company, man. You really are just like piece by piece. And Sony, they sitting back not giving a fuck neither. They just like, they going to keep coming. Wait. All right, when Samsung and Apple and even Amazon apparently for fuck.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah.
When they put your ass out of business, man. All right, man. You keep talking that shit. Yo. Jesus Christ, man.
I love you, Sony.
Yeah, even fucking Windows are going like, hey, keep fucking up on your laptop there. Forever. They keep re-releasing the same fucking laptop over every year. It's like, God, there's no changes to this shit. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, but we'll go ahead and get the next top, man. This is a, damn, this is the breed of the dying companies show.
Is that? It is.
What other companies failing out there right now that we can talk about?
I don't know. It's a company failing, but it's a rapper failing across again his message.
Hey, you know what? The hip-hop industry, then. That's failing.
CJ, have you had a chance to watch this yet?
No, I have
not. Okay. Would you like to pull that for us?
Sure.
I sent it on the Facebook messages. You can probably find a link on there. I think it's sent around on Friday, I believe.
Okay.
Damn, nigga, you gotta watch it before we started. I mean, shit.
Go ahead and, okay, so the gist of it is there's some kind of rapper.
He's a rapper, yes. He is creating an anti-drug song for the children. Yes.
And he making, no.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know what the fuck he was rapping about. I was like, what is he talking about?
That's what the description said, man. And he says it in the video, so I have to believe the man, right?
No. no, seriously. That nigga wasn't even rhyming at the beginning of that song. That nigga was off beat like a motherfucker. I was like, oh, God.
There we go.
Okay, CJ, why don't you play that for us?
Let me play this in for us. This wonderful for the kids. Be cool about
big money.
Hey. You got big money.
This video is
impressive. Everybody knows you. It's like you're a truck star. You're breaking down bricks, chopping up holes.
Yeah, CJ Love.
Are those his kids?
This is wearing a rim.
This thing is wearing a bucket ass up.
What is this? Are those kids on crack?
He has that little girl doing the stanky leg.
Those kids are having they tripping.
Yeah, they don't even look that enthusiastic. Look at them.
That nigga because you know you the E, got the A1, where every color and V, got the key, from the 16, fine, or my feet up, and time to take the shine. You got a Chevy sitting on the trunk frame. What the fuck is he doing? You don't even know the name. Smoke that, but it's still fucking
up.
You
block is like Jesus, the real figures, we love you to death. The fake figures,
you took your last breath. The fucking language in a fucking
kid.
telling you, those kids are on marijuana or they're on like meth or something, and they're coming down hard.
Kids are on some Down syndrome shit. They're like Droopy the dog. They just in the background going. They like Snoopy when he does that dance where he just jumps to the side and shit.
He just do the Chappelle thing. Dee-lip-dee-lip-dee-lip-dee. Whoever got their kids on that stage, they need to have child services called on them.
And that little girl, that's the saddest one out of all of them. She's the most enthusiastic of all of them.
She looks lost sometimes, too. You see, like, looking backwards and shit?
Sometimes. That bitch has lost the whole video. bitch is lost. And I like how the girl in front of her keeps pushing her, like, to go out and go, oh, wow, girl, be a star.
Oh, my God. What is he talking about? I don't know who this is.
Hey, he says it's in the song. Like, just wait for it.
This guy's name is John Earl, the spinner man, on Cashville, performing live.
A.K.A. CJ's daddy.
I wish my dad would act a fool like this.
That's Papa Bear.
This motherfucker, man, what is he doing?
Oh my God, these kids, no!
Turn that back up, CJ. Turn my headphones up. It's like you a trap star. You breaking down bricks,
chopping up O's. Breaking down bricks, chopping up O's. This is the darkest year.
Don't you trust, kid. Last me alive. You know what I'm saying?
Stop the we got kidnapped kids on run.
Oh, man, that is the greatest in message, man. Don't do drugs. After all the shit I just pulled off in this song right here, and looking like how I look right now.
They were on drugs on that one.
I didn't get a chance to watch the video until today, and I watched it before we started, and I didn't read the description.
Yeah.
And when I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about the whole song, so when he ended the song with "Don't do drugs," I was like, "Wait, what? was that an anti-drug song?" Yeah. This nigga sounded high the whole song.
He was on something though.
Yeah, kid. He had a fucking
hang out with my buddy CJ kids. You know this? you know this? You know that? Spinning my hubcap.
What the fucking hubcap, man?
Is that where all my illegitimate children go? Do they go on that stage?
That was Corey's joke. That was all Corey's kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Spin it, man.
Nigga right here to fucking do it. I'd rather listen to the RZA, right? Tell a poem shit and like that, whatever. God damn. If people describe this nigga, first of all, he looks like okay, you ever played that video game Def Jam Fight for NY? He looked like Old Dirty Bastard from that game.
Yeah.
Only thing, you know, he looked like Ghostface Killer from the Boondocks whenever they animated his face.
He did. He looked like one. No, he looked like one of Doug Nificent's friends in the background.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
They had a job at Wendy's.
Magnificent. Oh. Got some extra ketchup.
Or the one that got hit in the. No, he the one who got hit in the leg with a 2x4.
Oh, yeah, bust a magnificent.
Yeah.
Yo, nigga, we'll beat the shit out this nigga right now. Nigga. He that dude. He look like magnificent, but this is the thing, though. He ain't wearing no bandana. Like, he got a big ass t shirt on. He got some baggy ass pants on.
And it's supposed to be shorts.
Those are shorts? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shit, pull your fucking pants up.
Hanging off his ass.
God damn. I thought he was just flooding, to be honest. Flooding and sagging at the same time.
All right. God, this is a misleading song and video I've ever seen in my goddamn life, man. I swear.
He got the biggest 20-inch... No, those ain't 20. Those ain't 8. He got the biggest ass 18-inch rim, spinning rim back. Hanging around his fucking neck from a chain, and he's got the audacity to spin this motherfucker as he raps 3 times in the song.
Then he brings off into that little dance session toward the end. Like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
He starts fucking pop locking and getting to the ground.
And then the kids, like, seizuring, having a seizure.
He looked
like a B version of the Ying Yang Twins and shit. I don't know how you can be version of them ugly niggas, but shit. And then in the background, people, mind you, he's on this Mr. Rogers set neighborhood set right here and shit.
Don't even install Mr. Rogers.
I was just waiting for the ghost of Mr. Rogers to come out and be like, hello, neighbor. I see this rapper right here. And he's got like about 20 nigglet babies up in the background. Yes. And these little nigglet babies got the audacity to pop lock, do the worm, and the little baby doing the stank leg, all that. I'm just like, this is the most, he's on the set that looked like Pastor X did for those fucking Reverend videos.
Oh shit, you know what? It actually does.
This nigga, he's on some cable access shit rapping.
That's a cameraman, because that shit keep like zooming in and out.
This nigga on some cable access shit with some kids that he done brought from his neighborhood to rap about not doing drugs. And mind you, he says hubcap and rims in the fucking video and money. Oh, fucking times.
Change of those and shit. Like, what?
Yeah, he make kids want to do drugs, and I guess.
Shit, them kids was already on drugs. You see them fucking droopy eyes they had and shit.
they were coming down off of somehow.
They look like them Asian kids in South Park and shit. Their eyes were all closed. They look like they were Patrice Wilson kids and shit. That was the only thing was missing was Patrice Wilson coming out and saying, "Yo, I want to." They're gonna get together and make an album.
Yeah, Patrice Wilson and the Spinner Man. Oh my god, I can't wait.
The Spinner Man, cable access. Get ready for him. You know that's not from California either, because we don't got cable access right. No more.
Goddamn right, it's from California. Hell no.
What year was that?
I don't.
2014.
2 weeks ago.
Apparently, that nigga never heard of HD yet. Because that shit looks staticky to motherfuckers.
Oh man.
God. You know what? To give him credit, I saw what was going on in this video more than I did in Man of Steel. Still, so there you go. Damn, some special effects for your ass and shit. Started doing the worm. I just started shaking my head. I was just like, "What is that? That nigga don't know what is he doing and shit." They started throwing up shit with their hands in the video. Shit, I was like, "Damn, CJ, this is everything you love, all in one."
Everything.
This is all for you, my brother. CJ, man, they did this for you.
Yeah, it's all you, man.
If it wasn't a day for me to be a bougie Negro, now that was a day.
I think I saw Gloriel in there. What was your daughter doing?
She was your little kid on the side looking lost.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was your kid looking lost? Okay.
It was all of everybody kids up in there.
You should go tell your mom, Mama Bear, look, my daughter was in the video. She's famous now.
She can do drugs just because it's song.
What happened when be in that video?
Shit, them girls going to grow up to be whores. Let's just go. They're going to be like, look, I was a child actress. Look at this right here. They show this video. I'm like, what?
Be like, shit, what did you want me to do after that video?
y'all remember that show that LL Cool J did, In the House?
Yeah.
You remember the girl that was in it?
Yeah, a little bit.
That bitch is a crackhead now that walks the streets of Inglewood in California.
Wow.
And if you don't believe me, look her videos up on YouTube. Bitch is just all over the place. They film her ass and make fun of her. She is a straight-up crackhead like a motherfucker, dude. She's always eating some shit. She's doing them and shit. She's got powder around the lips and shit. She looks like Dave Chappelle playing Tyrone Bigum sometimes.
Jesus.
And the girl used to be beautiful from I remember the show. I remember she used to like her or whatever. She looks like a straight crackhead. And I can tell you this right now. Them kids going to grow up and look like her.
Goddamn.
That's a goddamn shame. All them little nigglet crackheads and shit. Damn. The future beholds us. I just saw the future and it was looking bleak.
You know, thank you, Cody, for setting black people back.
Thanks, Spider-Man.
When I see shit like this, it makes me appeal to the people that are racist against niggas. It really does. I look at this and go like, you know, I can't hate a motherfucker for not liking niggas now, you know?
Oh, man.
I try to defend y'all against these kind of people, but then you pull up some video like this and you just go like, what? Well,
that, they big
put money.
Money,
I guess, but then there's no money involved in this, so you can tell from the cheap production of this. I mean,
they didn't have to pay. You know, they didn't pay the kids. They just put them on the street.
Exactly. Know what the fuck they were doing.
And I would like to say that there was a message in the song, but after listening to the lyrics, there ain't no fucking message. Ain't no fucking message behind this shit.
Yeah, don't tell him that.
I got audacity to end this video talking about don't do drugs, kids. That nigga sound like Mr. T and shit. Stay in school, kids.
Stay your drugs. Eat your milk.
Eat your milk. Eat your vitamins. Should have just had that dude come out singing the song or whatever. Hanging out with Mr. T. Cereal.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker would have did a better job. This nigga shit. This nigga talking about when you get $20, spin your rims, hide your cash. I was like, what is he talking about? Like, what does that got to do with drugs? As I pop lock through the wall lock, nigga. Hang out with CJ in Ohio. Yeah, that's where we do it.
I'm done.
AMC. We watch Guardians of the Galaxy. We wear hubcap chains. Take care of our daughters on the weekends. You know what I mean? Pay your child support. Eat the milk. I thought I had seen every backwards ass scene. I had no comment when I watched this video. I just shook my head and was like, this is a goddamn shit.
We had to talk about this shit, man. I had to. I saw this. I was like, no, there's no way. This is good without being seen.
That epitomizes black food. It's like a hey, you remember on the darkness? Remember when we used to do that a lot, actually?
Oh, yeah. That was the whole month of February, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's all we was. That was black foolishness, yeah. Whole month of February. I can't wait for that month to return.
Oh, man. Negro. Oh, man. I know. It's like after last week now, we unlocked the Negro video of the week.
I think that's every week now we got to have the Negro video of the week.
I'm going to turn old school. Let's do this. Please just review Black Foolishness every fucking week.
Pretty much. They're not doing it, so. Give the people what they want.
It's India. We better let's do this, so fuck that old show. That's why they got canceled. Anyway. They got canceled so bad, they ran one of the co-hosts away. He don't even want to do podcast no more. Sorry. Oh, man. Oh. That was, wow, that was some coonish shit, though, right there.
Man,
that took me back to Django. Go.
Oh, man. Good times.
Man, when's he going to team up with Rick Ross?
I kind of want slavery back now after seeing that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, CJ. It doesn't seem so bad no more. Maybe I'll put these niggas in place.
Well, thank you again, Cody. This has been a great Cody episode this whole week.
I can't wait for next week's Black Video of the Week, I guess, if you were going to call it that. Wow. That was heartbreaking, actually. I got heartburn now. Hey, if I die on this podcast, people, then you heard it first. CJ, you better post this podcast, too. I want people to know what my death was.
You know, I'll play that video when you're getting buried. You're getting buried in the ground.
They're alive. Get spent their lives, please.
If you niggas don't believe in God, then that day then, because my ghost going to come out that fucking grave and be like, you motherfucker, turn that shit off. How dare you play that shit on my death?
I'm sorry, Miss P1, but this is the way he wanted it.
She's going to die because she's going to see some of the Hispanic people burying me. She's going to be like, God damn, they still do. Oh, God, Lord. Because they're going to find out we got a group rate discount behind them at Home Depot to bury me. she's giving me that look right now. Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Don't worry. I have you cremated. I'm going to get you cremated.
I think the Mexicans in front of Home Depot do that, too, so.
Okay, cool. They're going to have a barbecue.
Exactly. They got fire pits at Home Depot. Shit. Trying to save you niggas some money.
Hey, caliente.
Hey, spicy caliente, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. I was getting a question. I'm getting more questions. This girl is staring the fuck out of me right now.
Oh, look, I burned it right down. I swear to God, I'm going to come.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
See,
damn, man, you keep on going.
You sound like that rapper in this video. My man, Derek, from last week's episode, he says, feels like the back in the day TPO when he would just ran all day. Love it, LOL. I feel sorry for you, CJ, after that barrage. But if you're the reason we aren't getting more darkness content, then you needed that, LOL. Anyways, did you guys hear what EA is experimenting with? Right now, for Xbox only, they are starting a video game subscription for $4.99 a month. For $5 a month, you can download any game, including new ones. Sound pretty legit to me. What do you guys think?
Sounds stupid. I want to pay $50 and then $5 more for some bullshit EA.
Actually, that sounds pretty cool, you ask me.
EA?
Yeah.
I'm talking about for gaming. I don't give a fuck about EA. I don't like
EA. Okay, I'm about to say. Okay, now if you say from more than one company, then yeah, that's fine with me. I mean, you get a subscription.
Well, here's the thing, though, about that. If EA is successful in this experiment, then you would think other companies would do it, right?
But then other countries are going to want you to do $50 for them, and they got to do $50 for another.
This ain't $50. This is $5 a month.
All right.
So yeah, at a stipulation, right, you get to download any EA game for, I guess, that month? Or is it like a...
Yeah, it's like a Netflix thing or something.
Yes, it's subscription-based, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds cool to me.
That sounds pretty damn good to me.
I mean, because you spend $5 a month, or let's say $5 or $7 a month, whatever their price might be, whatever shit, you could get any game you want, even the new ones or whatever. Mm. By the end of the year, you didn't spend a regular price for one goddamn game, pretty much, and all the content you get. I think that sounds like a badass idea to me.
I ain't doing it for EA.
Well, I'm not saying I'm doing it for EA, niggas. Only game I play from EA is fucking Battlefield anyway. But you know what? I would fucking do that for EA if Battlefield comes out and they started this. I would be like, you know what? Let me go ahead and download Battlefield and I'll cancel the subscription by the end of the month.
There you go.
I ain't paying him no fucking signature. You know what? Even if I had the wanted to play Battlefield but didn't want to spend the $60 right away for the fucking game shit, but wanted the game, I would pay the $5 a year, whatever. That's what, $60 a year itself?
Yeah, this is basically $5 for a rental, basically, if you want to look at it that way, because I don't know if they have like some early canceling thing you could do, or I don't know how that works. If it's like a contract or what.
Because I read about that too, but they said it was just an Xbox experiment they were doing with it, so I'm not sure. They're just testing the waters on it.
Okay.
But that sounds like a cool idea to me.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
CJ, what's your problem with it?
It still sounds like a whole... I stick by my original statement now.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like EA neither, CJ, but if it means cheapening games...
Hey, man, they make some good games. I don't care about their policies all the time, but...
I will be like Cody and Grace and change my statement. So
I am still trying to get your concept of why, though. Like, you like paying $60 a game or whatever and shit instead of having... hey, fuck it. I would pay $5 a month to download any fucking game I want. And I'm talking about for any company. I hope EA is successful in this so we can see other companies try to do this.
Yeah, maybe if I play some more games.
That's why. This thing don't play games, Cody. That's why.
Oh, well, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Totally forgot.
You know, this is a me and Cody question. So, Cody, what do you think of this idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. If what he's saying is correct, then yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm all for this, man. It's $60 a year for any content you want.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sign me up for that then. Shit. And like I said, if I only just play Battlefield and I just cancel my subscription,
that's good to me.
Shit to me and shit. So yeah. Lincoln, he replies to that, man. We got a lot of video game questions I'm looking at right now. I see a lot of game kind of. He says, since you all have PS4s, will you be getting The Last of Us remastered, and do you think that game is one of the best games of the decade, or is it overhyped?
Actually, yeah.
The first question, no. I don't give a fuck about remastered.
Yeah, my brother picked it up and borrowed it from him, and pretty cool. Same shit, obviously, but it does look a lot better. It is smoother. You know, you have 60 frames per second running. So, it's nice.
And
yeah, if you,
I don't like
if you'd ever had that game, if you haven't played it on the PS3, then go ahead and get it on the PS4.
By all means, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you already got it on the PS3, I don't really see a point spending $45 to $50 again.
That Ellie, they do a little story with her at the beginning. That shit's boring as fuck. I'm sorry.
I don't care about some young lesbian love.
When they did that, I was just like, you know, this should be interesting to me, but I haven't pressed anything on this fucking remote for almost goddamn 30 minutes now. Shit. Something better fucking happen instead of talking about their goddamn past and why they ain't friends no more, because I'm getting a little irritated right now. Speed this shit up, last night. Shit.
As to that second part, I don't think it's one of the best games of the decade. I like it a lot, but is it overhyped? Maybe a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Yeah. Because everybody keeps talking about how powerful this story was, and I was like, you know, we saw this story in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's a pretty basic story. It's nothing new. I mean, the execution of it is great. Don't get me wrong, but it's not mind-blowing.
The story of it, we've seen this story in plenty of movies and TV shows. But like I said, we've seen this right now in The Walking Dead. I mean, we've seen great acting where, but like the story, even the ending, we've seen that in video games before.
Mm-hmm.
Where you make the choice of what happens and then it just ends on something. I've seen that before. I mean, so I don't think that's nothing mind blowing or anything like that. Or
I agree with you.
Yeah, so, you stealing my goddamn food, ain't you? All right, y'all, hold on.
Is going on over there?
What are you doing? You're stealing my fucking, this is my shit, okay?
Oh, trouble in paradise, man.
Give my fucking bottle. I don't care, I'm podcasting, so I can eat whatever the fuck I want to eat and do whatever the hell I want to do. I'm going to talk about your ass now. Yes, I do want something to drink. I would like some alcohol, please.
Yes, honey.
Blueberry, please. Blueberry, blueberry, whatever the fuck that shit's called.
Oi, you might be my negro.
And I need my dicks up too while you're at it. Anyway, like I was saying now, Last of Us, I recently just replayed it over the weekend too, and I was watching, and I even watched a little bit of the ending, and I was like thinking about it, because somebody could tell me, like, I think it's the best ending ever of the decade. I think it's one of the best. I'm just like,
No, definitely not.
You know, the gameplay gets boring after a while, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It really did get boring after. I was like, you know what? This has no replay value for me.
Now, I want to say I got bored with it, but it's nothing, you know, nothing end-all, be-all game, you know, that people make
out. Let's say, I didn't get bored with the story. I got bored with the gameplay itself.
Okay.
You got to crouch down. Watch out for the clickers. Hide. Use your super hearing. You'll see behind the
Daredevil vision.
I thought Bioshock Infinite and Grand Theft Auto 5 hit boundaries that I don't think could really get brought up more. I think those two got overlooked by fucking Last of Us, really.
I would agree with that 100%.
So, that's just me, though. I mean, we said it before, we said it again. Go from Grand Theft Auto 3 to Grand Theft Auto 5. I mean, shit, that's a fucking masterpiece. And that world is so fucking huge. The game is over, what was it, 100 hours?
Yeah, over 100 hours. It's so detailed, which is the crazy part about it. Like, you can tell they spent their sweet, precious time making that game, man.
And if you ask me, the story of Bioshock Infinite was better than...
Yeah.
I was more thrown, because I'm not a Bioshock fan or whatever, but Cody...
Same here.
Cody was the one that got me into it. He told me to pick it. He's like, I highly recommend you play. I was like, looking at it, I was like, all right, man, I'm going to get it. And I was a little bored in, like, the first 10 minutes, but I got past that part, and I was like, wow, this shit is very detailed as well. And it was awesome. Yeah. I gotta throw a rock at this bitch?
Bioshock just had a little bit more, a little entertaining. You know, it was a little more fun, which was with a thriller. Whereas, you know, Last of Us kind of like it was a good story, but it was just so down and depressing. It was like, oh, okay. It felt like a chore at some point. Like when the game started feeling like a chore, you're like, okay, well. I don't really want to play you anymore.
You know, that's not to say that Last of Us, I don't want to keep thinking that people thinking that we think Last of Us is a bad game. I think it's a bad game.
It's not, it didn't live up to the hype that people give it.
That apocalypse story has been told so many goddamn times.
Corey.
So many fucking, Corey loves the shit.
He loved it. Oh man, the way that the game, the cinematic of the whole story, the writing. Oh my good Lord, Corey!
It's the best movie of the year. I'm like, all right, man, come on now.
It was better than Get On Down.
I bet he's all happy and shit that Martin Lawrence is coming back to TV and shit.
Oh God.
He's probably like,
yeah. You can go watch that in Blackish.
Blackish. Jesus all right, Christ.
We got a lot more questions here, people. Doris, he says, Ridley Scott bringing a Halo series to the Xbox One. What video game series would you like to see get a show, and on what station would you like to see it? For me, I'll pick GTA 5, and I want to see it on AMC.
That would be a spike.
I'd be down for that. GTA TV series on AMC? Hell yeah. Why not?
GTA would definitely be on Spike. That's a Spike seller.
I wouldn't know what to expect on that TV. You can imagine if you put on AMC, you see a motherfucker roll over somebody. Hey, bitch, get in the car.
Great idea.
Damn. A Grand Theft Auto TV show. I don't know how to I think they have that. It's called Cops.
Everybody have 5 stars.
Oh God! Oh shit! Oh man, that's awesome. I wouldn't mind seeing that too, then.
Game on a TV series.
I don't really have one.
You wouldn't want to see Metal Gear Solid?
No, not as a TV show.
You don't even like that game at all, because I noticed you don't like seeing shit of it at all.
Ooh, what, Metal Gear?
Yeah.
I love Metal Gear. I love it. I don't want to see a real-life version of it or a television show of it. It works better as a video game where you just sit there for 5 hours straight for one cutscene. Right, I don't want to see Metal Gear broken up.
You know what I'd like to see?
I got one. Go ahead.
I don't have one, but I'll just go ahead and off the top of my head. Assassin's Creed. I like to say something about some Assassin's Creed. Flying around.
Called Quantum Leap.
I would love to see a Fallout TV show on HBO.
Hey, badass.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, I got one now. You guys remember that game Shenmue?
Yes, I do.
I would love to fucking see that turn into something, because I'd love to fucking finish that goddamn story. That story irks me. That shit. I don't like things unfinished that I love.
Yeah.
And that thing has haunted me since 2000.
Damn.
When that fucking thing came out on Dreamcast or whatever, and they released the Xbox after that, and they released the Shenmue 2, and then after that, motherfucker didn't want to make no more, because he's talking about he wanted to make Virtual Fire, and it's just like, you son of a fucking bitch, you. This shit don't even fucking end. You mean to tell me? And you now they're talking about petitioning to make the third one. I'm just like, that shit ain't going to happen. Please stop petitioning, whatever, because you keep getting my hopes up for nothing. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Dude, just crush your fucking dreams.
Yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite fucking games. I think that was mainly why I really loved the Dreamcast, because of that game. I love that game. So I would love to see that series. And what station would I want to see that? I don't know. Whatever Japanese channel that's playing the raid on, I guess.
I suppose.
Yeah, I guess somewhere Channel 18 or some shit like that.
Channel 18.
Oh wait, that's Telemundo. Never mind. Where are we at? I am curious to see what Ridley Scott does with that Halo series. It looked like I ain't gonna say it looked like shit, but if you ain't got Master Chief, it looked like shit in. So. Ashley, she says, I really do love the idea of organizing things more into variety, P1. Can't believe you guys lost the question part of the show. Hey, don't say guys. Say CJ.
Yeah, put that on.
That nigga lost. Which, she says, which usually is my favorite part of the show. God damn you, CJ. Ever thought of doing a new podcast where you just answer questions? No.
No. Shit, well, if we get to a point where we just get a shit ton of questions, then yeah, I would see we have probably to do that. But right now, no, I think we're good.
Yeah, we got a good little balance of bullshit and questions.
I mean, I have.
I apologize to you, Ashley. about that last week. But you get to hear your question get answered today. So I'm glad you were able to come out.
Yeah, you say that now. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, you say that now. We got to find out.
No, man, it's fine, man. I'm looking at this
look at
calendar.
CJ. All right.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Shit, and then you don't tell us about it. That's the thing, too, that fucking pisses us off. We're just like, shit, we got to find out mysteriously and shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, CJ, it's not hard to say, hey, this happened or whatever and shit. Hey, you don't tell us a goddamn thing or whatever. Yeah, I have thought about it, but, I mean, and it's not hard for me to just put up a post, say, hey, email me some questions or anything like that, but, like Cody said or whatever, I mean, we pretty much get it done in this show, so there's no reason to just start a podcast and answer some questions. If anything, I have thought about this, though, the other day. I was taking a piss. And
we're all good thoughts.
I don't know how this came up. Yeah, I don't know where the fuck that came from. I was just taking a piss, and I thought of doing all these people was messing me over the week. Some people talking about fuck Cody and stuff like that. So, you know. People telling me about how they going to college, whatever. Even my man Elijah, my brother from my father or whatever, is Elijah Bell telling me he's going to school. What should he take? I mean, college. What should he take? And I said a roll of condoms, but they sell them in the bathrooms on campus, so you don't really have to worry about that. I'm thinking of doing a podcast where maybe once a month where I just exploit our listeners of telling just announcing what they do and shit. I don't know, something like that, like a fan appreciation podcast, something, just giving them shout-outs. Because a lot of our fans out there do a lot of projects on the side or whatever, and I'd like to give them some notice of it.
Okay, sounds kind of fun, yeah.
And, you know, I want to take the time right now and send this out to Elijah Bell. Well, you can, you know, you got my number. You can call me anytime when you're in college. I know you got a lot of stuff getting ready, so make sure you got all your supplies. Get all that stuff early. You know, you won't, and don't share your shit with none of these people unless they go to trade with you. You better trade. Because you know, you're going to go there and you're going to get like Tyrone. He's going to be in the dorm across from you. And he's going to keep you with all your trunk of stuff. And he's going to keep asking you, and you ain't going to get nothing out of return. So don't be sharing your stuff unless he offer you something equivalent exchange.
I mean, we got a lot of listeners that are going off to college this year, and we got a lot that's starting their own podcast. We got a lot
Sean, Sean too.
Yeah, there you go. That's another one where we got a lot that's starting their own podcast now. Whatever, there's got a lot that because a lot of people have been asking me what I think about theirs, or hey, can you listen to this? Or a lot of people are writing scripts. I like to give them some kind of a acknowledgement or whatever to throw out there, maybe or something. But I'm still figuring that one out, how I would do that, but I think I have an idea, but that won't have to be a little bit more organized to know what the fuck I'm talking about. So you might see a post later on sometime, maybe this week or next week, saying if you listen to this, whatever, send me whatever it is you working on right now, and I will give you an announcement of it.
You know what? I like what you said about do it once a month. I mean, if anything, you can have the listeners of the month or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I think that's a perfect way of you giving back to our friends or our fans out there.
Mm-hmm. Because someone was telling me over the weekend, they were like, you know, I got this podcast I really would like your opinion on. I was just like, I don't know what my opinion really is. He's just like, you don't understand how much I listen to you and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I ain't really that motherfucking big of a deal. I mean, I just say fucking fuck that or something like that, and there you go. I'm just going by my... So apparently, I have a lot more influence on people than I think I do, I guess. I don't know. I guess when you grab a mic, you do whatever. So I'd like to give it back to some of them and just announce their properties or whatever and stuff, because apparently people listen to me for some fucking reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why either. Starting up
there. I may even do it in video or whatever, because everybody keep fucking bugging. Another thing people keep bugging me about this weekend or whatever. Am I going to do fucking video and shit? And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just do a video of that then, I guess. Especially Wayne, he said he needed to get my pretty boy looks on fucking camera or something like that. I'm just like, I was like, are you trying to exploit me, Wayne? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, trying to fuck you, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't blame.
That's part of the whole mission statement of kick, not worth the kick in the ass, exploiting P1. So get your ass on that.
You know what? They have said that since day one of their podcast starting. So hey, if my exploiting me gets you somewhere, by all means, I'm happy for you then, but just to let you know, 5% of that belong to me then. forget my fucking type. Where we at? Lance Garrison, he says, you claim to be a Marvel fanboy, P1, but if I'm not mistaken, you said you weren't that interested in the first Captain America. Hey, nigga, don't you question my fanboyism. Don't you ever do that. Is this true? If not, then what is the very definition of a fanboy, and what are some examples? All right, I will give you that. I did say that, but I didn't say I hated the movie. I just said it didn't leave a memorable impression with me, to say the least. I like it as a see it. I give it a see it or whatever, but it's not something I rush to go back to see, if anything. So,
right. A fanboy is just a person who can't see any flaws in his fandom. You know, everything is perfect. Everything is Jesus Christ perfect to him. You know, I mean, wait till you hear our review for Dragon Ball Z God, Battle of the Gods. You know, you can see it, tell if I'm a fanboy or not. After that review.
After the shit you've been talking, I can tell you're not an anime fanboy, but if you want a perfect example of a fanboy, just listen to Godzilla. There you go.
Or, shit, we were talking about Nintendo earlier. Those fanboys, shit.
Oh.
All right, there you go right there.
Man, I don't think nothing's stronger than a Nintendo fanboy.
No, nothing.
No, I don't think nothing beats that, man. They are just... They don't give a fuck about it. Like, these numbers we talking about right now, and they don't give a fuck. But they probably heard that, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, we're going to come back and show them.
Little Josh Whedon fanboys, they pretty up there.
And see, Josh Whedon fanboys, I don't even think it's for Avengers. I think it's for Serenity and Firefly and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, man, if you talk shit about either one of them movies, they will give you some shit. Avengers, you can talk all the shit you want about that. They won't back that up that much or whatever. But if this comes to Serenity or Firefly, man, you can go to hell from according to them. Which someone has told me that before, and I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I don't know if you know, but I'm black. I'm already going to go there.
I see. You. Why? Because you ran into a Mormon?
Yeah.
You know, in the Mormon Bible, they said black people are white. Are half devil? That's why we're so dark.
The fuck?
isn't the Mormon Bible, man?
Jesus Christ! Wow, okay.
Well, hey, that's not that bad then. I like being that then. Fuck it.
There you go. All right. Next question.
Where my power is at?
I guess hell it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but fuck the first Captain America. No, I'm just playing. Steve, he says that Mad Max trailer was better than that Dawn of Justice teaser because at least something was happening. Because that though, what the fuck? Did you guys think that maybe this year's Comic-Con wasn't all that exciting?
No, it wasn't. Not really.
It was kind of lackluster in lackluster of stories, especially on the internet point of view.
Shit that could have just been announced like any other day of the week.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess I could agree with that.
And the whole thing with Mad Max, Wayne and I, we did a review for the Mad Max trailer. You know, as he was jizzing all over it. I still don't get it.
Yeah,
it looked like the Fifth Element or something to me. Because it got these women in white outfits dancing around. I don't know what's going on.
You know, I haven't listened to that yet. So Wayne loved it?
Oh, come on. Wayne loved Mad Max. Wayne. Mad Max. Love.
But I know he hates remakes. That's why. So I'm like...
But it's Mad Max. It's an 80 property.
Never mind.
Yeah. It's an 80 property.
Stallone's not in it, though.
This man loved it so much that he was upset at his own country, because his country had a desert. And the desert had a rain that gave it life again. It had like green grass everywhere, and things started to grow in this desert. And he was pissed off that the desert was ruined by the greenery.
Right on.
Damn, that was a this man,
he really wants an apocalypse. He really wants a Mad Max apocalypse. And I'm like, you know what? No, fuck that, because they don't have toilets, man. There's no toilets in fucking Mad Max. So...
Yeah, I don't get that trailer either, but hey.
Yeah, go listen to that view that review that we did on Not Worth the Kick in the Ass. So.
I will do that.
Was that a video review or an audio?
I think it was a video, and he's supposed to be converting it to audio. So.
Because I haven't seen it up yet, so.
Oh yeah, it's on the YouTube page. Okay, I'll remind him tonight to post it to you guys, or send it.
Yeah, put
it on the podcast.
Send me the link.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see it on iTunes. I thought it was an audio. But, all right. Let's see, Cynthia, she says, did you guys check out the new Green Arrow short and his talking bow now? Oh, give me a fucking break.
Wait, what?
Okay, you guys didn't see that then, right?
No.
That ain't the only thing that came out of Comic-Con for DC this year or whatever, but DC released a Green Arrow animated short that may potentially turn into a series that almost looks like the animation of Teen Titans Go.
Whoa,
and check this out, his bow and arrow talks.
Okay, is it the same creative team as Teen Titans Go? That sounds like some shit they would do. A talking bow? Seriously?
And the story, dude. I mean, well, I saw the short. It looked fucking hard. They got a young Green Arrow, a young Oliver in there, and the talking bow was, I was like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ, man. And then the creator of it came out and said, you know, we want to bring more kids into this. It's like, so you got to dumb this shit down? Seriously? Okay.
Yeah, that's all we would like to see is a Green Arrow shooting, like, arrows with punching gloves at the end of it, hitting people.
Imagine if Alfred and Jarvis combined into one and went into his bow. That's what you get.
Okay.
Huh.
Except this one sounds more retarded and slower because he talks slower. Yeah, so that short pissed me off. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, me and Arrow is just not getting along in any form or shape or matter, is it?
No.
Live action, animation, props, toys, anything like that. I hate everything of that. I just must not like Green Arrow. Fuck, man. You guys, when you get done, you just got to watch the short, man. It looks horrible. It really does. It's like, really? Terrible. DC, this is where your animation is going? Are we serious? Wow. This is not a good sign now.
Fucking grim.
Why, though? Like, the animation used to be fucking perfect. You know what? No, it was fucking perfect. Their animation was fucking perfect. Best animation on fucking cartoon, any, whatever channel it used to be on, from 5, Cartoon Network, whatever it was, it's always perfect. And now, this recent trend now, what was it, 2 years ago or last year when this Go shit and Beware the Batman shit started? I don't know where the fuck they're going with this shit.
Yeah, who the fuck knows, man?
Bruce Timm really was the Steve Jobs of the company now.
Seriously.
Fuck, man. When he left, man. Apparently that nigga didn't leave no ideas behind.
No. When he was gone, he was gone. That was it. That was a wrap.
Man, Warner Brothers must have pissed him off or something like that. Yeah, that trust me, watching it, if it sounds heartbreaking, watching it is even more heartbreaking.
God.
You know it's bad when they make Avengers Assemble and that Spider-Man cartoon look better. And you know when they make Hulk Agents of Smash look better.
Oh God damn.
All right, well, keep going. Leave Arrow alone. He's dead. He's dead.
Amethyst Chaos, he said, just for fun, do you guys think that Wayne would make a good Mad Max? I asked because after watching this video on his YouTube channel.
Oh, you know
what? With his little goatee and everything, I think he'd make a great Mad Max.
Why not?
He did. He was in character, man. He was totally in character. We were doing it.
Did you see his video, I Am Mad?
Yeah,
perfect Mad Max right there. I don't even know what the fuck he was talking about, but I just like that he was mad. So
yeah, he was just ranting about some old lady. I don't know what this old lady did, but oh well.
I didn't know Wayne was so involved in Australian politics and shit.
Yeah, y'all gotta go. I'm telling y'all, gotta find that video of Wayne and see him in his outfit. He had the jacket, the goatee. All right.
Well, I got a couple more real quick. I'm gonna go through them, and these are all for Cody mainly.
Fuck's sake! Here we go.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. If it's Dingus, Dingus, Dingy Nigga, I don't know. Whatever. I couldn't stop laughing at Chris Pratt in the third act. Well, when he was distracting Ronan. Cody, to counter your criticism, Ra's al Ghul let Batman live in his burning house instead of killing him. James Bond villains tend to talk to James Bond instead of killing them. While the Power Rangers are posing, the villain could easily kill them. I think you get the point. That's just movie logic by this point. Saying that Ronan would have just killed him, that can be said about every villain in anything.
Stop hating Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did he really compare this shit to Power Rangers?
I think he's just saying in general for the villains.
Really? Those are two completely different things with completely different tones, man. How the fuck? You better have Power Ranger. No, never mind. Okay, first off, the Ra's al Ghul thing. First off, him, that was a completely different scenario. Even back when we were talking about ideologies about Gotham and whatnot, he even employed a dude to stab him in the back. That didn't work out too well. Then that beam fell on Batman. I guess he figured, fuck it, no need to stab him and let him burn you to death. He wouldn't let him live. Obviously, it didn't work out that way, but still. He meant to kill him.
Could have shot his ass, though. Could have shot his ass, though. I kind of see his point now. Now that you're talking, I'm like, wait a minute, I kind of get it now. Because at first I was lost reading. I was like, wait, what? But now that you're talking, I'm like, well, he could have shot his ass, I guess.
The James Bond villain thing, yeah, that's an old cliche. They haven't done those in new movies too much.
Yeah, they kind of did in Skyfall.
What was this?
Javier Bardem had him tied up. Could have easily just killed his ass.
He didn't mean want to kill him at that moment in time, though, that's what I'm saying.
But he could have, though.
Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. He had no reason to.
The motherfucker that's going to stop you at the end of the movie, he knows that this guy poses the biggest threat to him, if anything.
Okay, all right. Okay, we're doing, you give that a pass. Why the fuck does Guardians of the Galaxy get a pass then?
Well, no, I'm just stating I'm just stating what he's saying.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying.
Bottom line, just stop hating the goddamn movie.
I'm just saying.
Saying I agree with him that is just movie logic now at this point, that the villain fucking runs their mouth.
It doesn't mean I should give this movie a pass. Especially this movie, it was very transparent and obvious. So.
Did you give those other movies a pass, though?
Well, yeah, Batman Begins. That wasn't the same. So. I mean, it was not the same taste. Completely different scenario. So.
I'm fucking with you. I like it.
Hey, the Power Rangers, seriously, man? Fucking okay.
Hey, he even bought his Power Ranger shit, I guess.
Okay. Anyway,
I do agree with him. That is just movie logic now. At this point, we've seen that with every fucking villain.
Yeah, well, it's a cliche I fucking hate. So there you go.
But you gave Batman a pass, though.
It's not the same goddamn scenario.
Okay, how about this? How come Bane just didn't kill Batman?
No, I agree with you on that one. That was one of the problems I had with the movie. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Drew, he replies to that, and he says, and yet Cody loved Man of Steel, but had problems here. Fuck you, Cody. You made me agree with Chicago John for once.
Okay, all right.
Okay. You know, by Cody logic, too, Zod didn't really get a chance to talk to Superman. You know, there was no point where Zod could have killed Superman. That movie was flawless then, I guess.
All right, first off, CJ, shut the fuck up. Drew, who the fuck let you out of your cave? Go back, right? I don't even want to hear your fucking voice anymore. Your opinion has been shit. Fuck off. Next question.
All you got to do is threaten him like I did and say don't come back for a year, and apparently he came back in a year, I guess. So he's just been waiting for a year. it continues. And with this chaos, he says, well, the only thing I have to say is, God damn it, Cody, would you have loved this was your precious Man of Steel
Jesus
sequel?
Jesus Christ.
Man, what if with you a superhero movie? That's it, I swear.
God. I guess see it don't mean anything nowadays. It's just words.
Please don't mean it for you.
Yeah. Some fucking bias for some reason.
Why you have that tone, Cody? That's all we want to know.
Kind of did, actually, but, you know, that's cool, man. Whatever.
I saw it. I didn't enjoy it. Oh, good Lord.
Why'd you have to nitpick the movie, Cody? You should have just been with us.
join us, man. Just join us.
Yeah. Why'd I have my own opinion about the movie? Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say right now, goddammit.
Man, Grace is getting so moist by you right now.
Let me touch that, too, while you when you get that. Hey, so you didn't answer the question, Cody. So would you love this if this is the, your Precious Man Steel prequel? Sequel?
What the fuck am I supposed to say to that? Why don't we say to that shit?
Yes, I don't know.
No, I'm going to say fuck you and move on to the next question.
I want to hear yes. That's what I want to know.
I want help. Shut the fuck up.
Just embrace it. Embrace it, Cody.
Embrace what? It. Ain't nothing to embrace.
Man Steel, embrace it.
Oh.
He said no.
All right. Cody, I'm telling you, man, you're going to be dreaming about this night now. You're going to have nightmares that you're trying to fight this away from your life. But it's a part of me, my friend. I want you to confront this, man. You're going to be seeing that little Clark Kent with that little red towel wrapped around his
front.
Dreams if you don't confront this.
The only thing to confront is the next goddamn question.
Want you to confront it. That's all, Cody. That's all. CJ, help him out, okay?
Yeah, go to CJ for help. Yeah, great idea.
I'll say, yeah. CJ, please be on time to help this nigga, too. last question I got here from Aiden. He said, how could you guys, why it gotta be about us now? Why it gotta be, just keep it on Cody, okay? Keep it off us. How could you guys say that about Star Wars? Even if you don't like it, you gotta admit that it's pretty damn great. Pretty damn great what they did with the effects. Are you fucking okay?
Oh,
pretty damn
goodness.
Great what they did with the effects and all the memorable characters.
The one question to bring the Darkness Brothers together.
Yeah, it was Amethyst Chaos question about the Man of Steel sequel.
Oh, fuck you.
We all agree that you would have loved it if it was Man of Steel.
We do agree. I know you need you've been slipping ever since your girl haven't.
Yeah,
well,
can we?
Where are you?
Goddamn! God, why are you skipping this dude's question, man? What the fuck?
Well, okay, I'll give Aiden the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
That Aiden, you are a dumbass and you don't even know it.
Damn. Okay, yeah. Y'all give me shit.
I just want you to know. Cody thinks the same thing, so be sure to send him mail.
I didn't say y'all dumbasses, man. I just said I don't agree with your opinion. That's all.
Cody, don't call him a dumbass. That's not right. Anyway, like I was saying now.
You got Star Wars where you can choke people through television. Come on. Vader choked the man through a television. I don't understand that world. That logic.
I don't understand the logic of these memorable characters, because I don't remember any of these characters doing a goddamn thing, to be honest.
Oh,
hey, you want to talk about great what great effects was there, to be honest? Let's be real about that.
None.
Talk about that boring-ass lightsaber battle they had in every three movies?
And I hope you're not talking about those old-ass practical effects either. That shit like fucking puppets. Like, come on, let's be real.
That was a product of its time.
Yeah.
It was.
Let's pass it.
I don't know why people worship it, but oh well.
Yeah.
As far as the robots in there, they were gay. Let's be real. Who the fuck thought C-3PO was cool?
That's a memorable character, though.
Fuck thought Bubba Fett was cool.
Yeah, you know why he's a memorable character? Because he's the first gay robot. We understand that, but still. The first openly gay robot shit, and R2-D2 wasn't no difference with his little mating call. Woo! Boba Fett. What the fuck was so memorable about him?
Fucking Darth Vader.
Oh, thank God. You want to talk about villains now. You want to get villains.
People say he was scary. I'm like, what was scary about Vader?
That motherfucker could barely move his arms. Come on.
That fucker was stiff as shit.
He had to do that Batman turn. Yeah. You know how that original, that Tim Burton Batman, he had to turn his whole body to look at stuff?
I'm like, man, I do not understand.
That lightsaber battle. Him and Luke Skywalker was so goddamn boring. I was just like, Jesus Christ, man.
he cut an old man, but you don't know that he cut
the
old man.
Them two Negroes was moving like some stiff-ass robots, though. They were moving. I was just like, damn, put some effort into it at least or whatever. They just... and then the talking in between, whenever they stop swinging them, say, we'd be like, ugh, that looks so horrible. So I will keep my statement, and I still admit that Star Wars to me, that's overrated and boring, and I think it's stupid. I don't think it adds anything, whatever. All this great story and death and how great these characters are. Like, what character, though? The fact that George Lucas liked incest a little bit? I mean...
He said he thought about that from the beginning.
Yeah, well, he thought it'd be cool if her brother and brother and sister just made out for a quick second or whatever, and then realized later in the film that they were related. Hey, did he just overlook that part or something, or did he think these little fucking Chewbacca dolls or whatever that whatever the hell the Ewoks were? He thought that'd be cool or something like what part or like what was that fat ass dude that just sat up there with the fucking The little munchkin that just laughed all fucking day and shit like that. Like, did he think that was threatening? Like, what was the threat in this movie, to be honest?
Good point.
Like, why was it a bad thing that the Republic was taking over shit? You know, they blew up a planet. I mean, you know, I don't know. The planet could have been the planet of the dicks.
I mean, they talked about how powerful he was. Yeah, I wish I would have got to see that instead of him talking through a hologram the whole fucking franchise and shit. I never once got to see how powerful he was. And then the movie, he gets so beaten so easily, you're just like, oh, wow, really? We spent six movies with this guy as a villain, and that's how we're going to kill him? Oh, okay. All right.
Like I said, man, I think Star Wars as a concept is interesting, but they haven't done anything cool with it yet. Nothing endearing. Nothing. Except for the video games. Other than that, I don't give a fuck.
First, I hear a lot of people talking shit about this new Star Wars. I think this new Star Wars has a chance to be what I wanted out of the six.
Exactly.
I'm not a big fan of J.J. Abrams or anything like that, but I think this Star Wars has the potential of being exactly what I wanted out of Star Wars, a fun, exciting space movie.
Okay.
Not that boring-ass, non-plastic-looking fake shit that I've been seeing for the past... Don't even get me started on the story of Star Wars original. Even the original theme is like Empire Strikes Back, the greatest movie ever. I'm like, oh.
Well, there we go, people. There you go. See, you see what you did? You see what you did, man? We was almost there, bringing up your Star Wars bullshit. So,
yeah, fuck Star Wars.
Pretty much.
Luke Skywalker is the most boring character ever. Come on now, let's be real.
Only the good thing Mark Hamill did with the Joker.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's another episode of The Darkness, everybody.
Darkness, everybody. People, yes, shit. Keep sending your hate mail to Cody. He loves it.
People do not
hear your stories about
it. Listen to P1. I don't know why you listen to P1 in the first fucking place. Anyway.
I really don't either.
Another edition of The Darkness.
They're not listening to you because they don't know if you like a movie or hate a movie. So.
Really, I like the movie because
nobody will ever know.
I heard it was pretty goddamn podcast, so I don't know what people are confused with.
You all see that? I have to give you credit. That was actually good. That was actually a good one. He said, they don't listen to you because they don't know if you like a goddamn movie or not. even though I got a back code on there, he painted pretty clear. this nigga got a whole... Matter of fact, none of these questions under the Guardians of the Galaxy poses about anything else up close.
I can't wait to listen to y'all movie spoiler review on Thursday.
Maybe it's just me and you, CJ, that don't get it because it's more than two people saying, Cody, you didn't give us a rating yet. I don't
know. Hey, this is shit.
Well, I can we'll figure this out next time. So I'm Chicago John.
I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody. Fuck your hate mail.
Catch you guys next time on the Darkness.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody! Everyone!
With me when the darkness comes.